97.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
To the best of Don and Mike. It is Wednesday, isn't it? Wednesday already? Seems like just yesterday it was Tuesday. Ha! Anyway, welcome to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Wednesday afternoon. Beautiful here on the East Coast. And not only is it a beautiful day to sit in traffic, but I've got a great peep and semen plate full of the best of Don and Mike for you today. Don and Mike returning Monday, April 3rd. So hang with us. They'll be here next week. Everything will be cool. As Julia says, cool it. Thank you. Now, getting into the best of Don and Mike. Once upon a time, Mike rides a motorcycle now. And before he rode a motorcycle, he had to learn how to ride a motorcycle. And he and Buzz, they did it together. And that's what we've got for you today on the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was just wondering if Buzz's sweater had a little red dot on it.
No, why would it?
Why would it?
I thought he got it maybe on the cheap rack. Oh, and also, did Bobo steal that?
Hold on, I remember that from a Seinfeld episode, right?
Right.
that there was a sweater, I think, yeah. Maybe Jerry bought it for Elaine, and and there was a small spot, isn't that it? There was a small spot on this cashmere sweater. The guy hung up.
A lot of people seem to be doing that.
The guy
hitting and running. Sometimes it's wise. So.
You're not going to wear that to motorcycle school, are you?
Thought I would. You think it would be a problem with that?
Okay, go ahead.
Will the other boys make fun of me?
Go ahead, Mike.
Vent.
Get it out of the way.
Right. I'm pissed.
I'm pissed off.
I know you are, and you have a tendency to that.
I'm pissed off for two things. I'm pissed off because, first of all, I cleared the docket to get this class, which I was told was going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. And then I was told, no, it's not going to be until Thursday of this week.
No.
And, you know, when it's 7 to 10, which for me is like getting up in the middle of the night now, because we're not doing the morning show, and driving to East wherever. And then
Mike, hold on. Can I just tell you something?
I want to finish.
Don't ruin my Passover, please.
Sorry. And then I find out that the place where we're going to learn to ride these things, which was, you know, super far away, and I'd psyched myself, well, it's worth it, you're going to learn to ride. Now I find out it's super, super, super
it's
far away for me.
Farther away.
And during that particular time of day, which is known, I guess, in most places as rush hour, it's just going to be a pain in the ass. And so I'm very concerned that we're not getting the straight skinny, the real story.
Hold on,
as far
now,
as what's going on here
for the uneducated here, and I'm counting myself.
Wasn't
as
I supposed to take this motorcycle course?
Starting tomorrow,
right. At 7 a.m.
Right.
I was pumped for it. I was getting ready to get there, and we were going to do the classroom training tomorrow. That's the way I understood it, right?
And we're going to start in the classroom. Yeah, that would be
scheduled for Thursday.
Oh,
right.
This week. So it's been pushed back a couple of days.
Yeah.
The location.
You called the guy what on Friday?
We're working on yes.
And he called you today.
Yeah,
right before the show.
We had a weekend, and now we're conducting business again.
No, but Rob, it's not a stunt driving class.
We're still working on it. It's not dead yet. It's not over yet.
Okay, so I should stop venting?
Maybe for now.
All right. I'm going to be incorrigible in that class, though.
I look forward to that.
I'm going
to
be a delinquent.
I'd be disappointed if you weren't.
I'll be paying attention, but I'll be paying attention much like in the movie Lean on Me. I'm going to be that kind
of thing. But what if your teacher is one of those guys that walks around the high school with a baseball bat?
Do you know the thing is, though, I remember...
isn't that the movie Lean on Me?
That's Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman. You know?
Ah, yes.
Yes,
right.
Sir, you've got to remember this. And they are not learning to read.
What's the one where the guy is the principal of the Detroit High School and he locks the doors of the school and he walks around with a baseball bat?
Well, that is... it's not Detroit. It's a Jersey school. It's Joe... Is it Joe Brown?
Yeah.
Joe Brown is the name of the guy.
And that's not the judge, Joe Brown.
No. It's Joe Brown, the principal. And
Rob, before you say it, I know they're both Joe Brown.
Yeah, it's very good.
If you're going to smoke crack, why don't you just jump off the roof? I was watching this.
I know
this
they're
particular
weekend. Joe Brown. Brown.
Right. It's a predicate nominative and adjective.
Right. So we'll keep you posted on the motorcycle.
We will.
And let you know what's going on.
So you do.
I had a reaction to Buzz when he told me, though, that it was going to be... not if the course wasn't going to be where it was supposed to be. It's going to be further now at 7 o'clock.
We're still learning facts and negotiating.
But it's not tomorrow. There is no motorcycle.
No, and I have
no
class
tomorrow.
Because it's going to be this week.
And
we were going to knock it out in 2 weeks.
Do they still welcome spectators?
You can look. I don't know. Can they bring...
I believe that's legal.
Do you want to come watch?
Oh, not me. I was just thinking for the listener.
Ask that.
No.
It was a joke.
Then the answer is no.
Well, you can bet I'll be there.
All right.
So it's Thursday.
For the first class, yes. For the classroom work.
First class.
And
it's like you're going first class.
And that can be morning or evening, and that's over here, right by the radio station.
Well, we had discussed, so that can be flexible.
So that much is good, and we'll work out the rest of it.
Okay. All right, good. I'll rely on you to do that. And,
I will.
If you want me to make a phone call, I will.
If I need some muscle, I'll lean on you.
Well, I just could be a little more, I think you're a very flexible guy.
I'm very cooperative.
You're very cooperative.
Easy to get along with.
Right.
I don't want any trouble.
Right. You're also an hour closer.
Yeah.
Basically, at that time of day.
That's true.
Right. So, I don't know. Maybe at that time. If you're driving, I have a question for morning commuters. If you are driving at, say, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Can you, has it started in earnest at 6 a.m.?
Yes. Oh, yes. You don't have to ask the people. I used to drive my kid to school at that. Yes, it starts at 5.
Yeah.
Bad traffic starts at 5 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, it was even going to be backed up at 7, that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You were concerned.
7's bad, too?
Yeah.
Well, 7 is what we have to be at this location by 7, and now the location is, conservatively 40 minutes further?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you chopper in?
Get me a chopper.
Why don't you like E to E? I just chopper in.
I kind of thought it was a motorcycle. If you had a little open pavement, that's all you really needed. That's
Now, there are official courses in order to get a real motorcycle license.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do it anyway. I've come around. I was so excited about this.
Yeah.
And I was so prepared to start tomorrow.
I know.
That I'm actually now going to calm down and I'm going to do it. Even though I said, I believe there were some expletives uttered out in the hallway there.
Yes, I'm sure.
The combination of the disappointment of not being able to start when I wanted to start. I was pumped. I was ready for this. And then the guy just casually, Thursday.
I was hoping the pink sweater would calm you.
It's not calming me. I'm ready for my hog, man.
Not even had a class yet. I want already to do a fighting.
I wanted to start. I'm not fighting him.
I don't fight.
I'm not fighting him. I don't think he's getting treated like Buzz Burbank should be treated.
Well, I appreciate
phone calls not returned.
Hello.
Promptly.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey guys, that was Joe Clark, not Joe Brown.
Joe Clark.
Yeah.
Joe Clark,
thank you, my friend.
And I'm ejecting. Bye-bye.
That's good. That's a good correction.
No, we needed that one. Thank you. We didn't know the name. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. The guy's name is Joe Clark, and it's from
is from Eastside High School in New Jersey.
Right. Eastside High. Yes. Thank you for the correction.
Everybody's calling now.
He called himself Crazy Joe, but they call him Batman, too.
Crazy Joe.
Joe.
Same with Joe Wardinger.
Crazy.
You will sing the school song on demand?
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Mazel tov, my Shabbos boys.
Right.
Mazel tov, Rabbi.
Right. Happy Passover.
Yeah, I was calling to ask Rob if he celebrated Passover like I did, with a nice bake laser and cooking up something kosher in the oven.
Rob, did you celebrate last night?
I was told you don't celebrate, you observe.
You don't celebrate, sir, you observe, Rob said.
All right, I was observing. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Rob, sounds like you're a better Jew than that guy is.
Shalom.
I'm a better Jew than most Jews.
Oh, no. Wow. Let's
okay.
not push that.
Yeah.
Let's not push that.
Top drawer. I'm good.
Wow.
A top shelf.
Yes, I am.
Top shelf.
Rob Spiewak is a top shelf Jew. Make no bones about it.
Congratulations.
He's right up there with some of your greatest pop culture Jews. Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Koufax.
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy. That's a shocker.
Yeah, yeah. I got that from the Adam Sandler song. That's how we know. And William Shatner.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, Mike.
Ah!
Go the night before. Get a hotel. That's what I do. I don't like getting up before 9 o'clock.
Might be a point.
All right. Thank you.
Good idea.
Thank you, my
Second
friend.
Help.
That's the idea.
Lady.
Yeah, you know, he's right.
Let's get rooms.
That's the solution.
Yeah. Why don't you just get a room?
I'm not worried about getting up early. I'm not worried about getting up early. I'm worried about not making it. That's
yeah,
what I'm worried about. I don't know the time.
Why don't you two do like the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles that way? You're in the same room.
Those aren't pillows. That's a great... Seriously, the Joe Clark call and now that call. Wonderful.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
I'll sleep in my car.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Mike to make sure that he buys his own helmet before taking that class.
Somebody, I read that somewhere, that we have to buy our own helmet.
We don't have to. They will provide the motorcycles and the helmets. We have to have jackets or long sleeve shirts, like jeans, gloves, and
biker jacket.
And then I guess I'm going to have to get boots because I have no boots that qualify for this.
Well, I took that course.
Could you wear your snow boots?
I could, perhaps galoshes.
What about your booties?
I took the course last year, and the helmets are pretty skeevy, so you probably definitely want to get one.
Plus, I think you should buy a helmet. That makes no sense if I'm not going to buy a motorcycle.
Buzz, you know, Buzz, he won't buy his own headphones to do this radio show. So
yeah,
he's
now you're talking
not
crazy.
Gonna,
you're not going to buy a motorcycle?
I don't think so. I'm not planning to at this time.
Why are you doing this?
Because he wants to lead Rolling Thunder, which I
is that
think
why you want to do
which
it?
I think will be fun and sort of funny to have me doing it and an honor to do it. So
you'll be lucky if you get out of that alive.
No,
once all those bikers find out your crazy political views?
My biker brothers will protect me, I think.
You'll be happy to see the bikes that you get to learn on there, these tiny little... Honda Rebel 250s.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I was hoping they'd be like the kind of the kids.
Wait a minute.
I was hoping they'd be like the kind of the kids in D.C. are driving now that are pissing off with those little tiny mini ones.
Where they're going through intersections and stuff.
Like 15 miles an hour.
Hey, you mean, isn't this a promotion through Patriot Harley-Davidson?
Yes, it is.
So how come we're not going to learn on Hondas?
The official driver's ed course provides, you know, the state sponsors. It's like DMV.
So
these are DMV bikes.
It's a 250. It's going to feel like...
I have so little information.
Too much power and we'll hurt ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's never been a problem for us before.
Yeah.
You're good with it, Mike.
Bring on the power.
Yeah. More power.
Bring me an electric glide in blue.
Bring more power. More power.
Bring me the electric glide. I want to learn on the electric glide. If it's too heavy, well, that's just too bad. Bring it on. I want a big bike. I want a big haul.
All right, so we will count on, I guess, Friday will be the first report that we get
from
you guys.
Well, we're not being on the course. Apparently, we're doing it right. Classroom
first.
But still, that's interesting, too.
There will be antics, I'm sure.
With you two going to school together.
Playing with the pencils, shooting
that'll
rubber bands.
And it's still early in the morning.
And that's a great solution to take the stress out. I don't worry about having to get up or having to drive a distance. What I worry about is being there and being able to get there. That's my concern. And that little... you know, stay at a motel is a good solution.
This class will just be you two and the teacher?
Yes.
Oh, there's not much room for hilarity then.
That's why the odd hours is because one of us didn't want to take public classes.
You're really...
which one
oh,
of you
are an asshat.
Which one of you didn't? Let me guess.
The public classes, for your information, Buzz, are start at 6 o'clock on Friday, which would be a little difficult for us
yes,
to start at 6 o'clock.
We couldn't
make
that.
Yes. And then they go all weekend long. Yes.
I feel the same way. For God's sakes, you're a nationally noted funny man.
That's not it.
You can't be out there with regular common folk.
No, that's not it. That's not. I'm close to being out of this whole thing right now.
Private
I'm
classes.
Pissed. I'm pissed.
Oh, come on. Don't get pissed.
I'm pissed.
Please don't get pissed.
No, he makes it sound like that's what it is when he misrepresents me, when the fact is I didn't want it. We can't do that because of the show. We couldn't leave unless you want us to leave here at 5 o'clock and then spend the whole weekend doing it. That's what the public classes are. I've investigated that before.
Okay.
I'm on my own without this
Michelle
Holmes Buzz Burbank deal. I've investigated this.
There's
before.
Another name.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes.
Oh, more people to blame.
Rob?
Yes?
Excellent prediction, incidentally.
I'm Kreskin.
What was your prediction?
That this might be a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just say, Buzz.
Yes?
How do you feel about the charges made upon you by Mike?
I think it was unfair of me to lay it all on Mike since I did not know that the lessons started at 6 o'clock on Friday. I thought it was just a Saturday deal.
Now, what about the private lesson thing?
Private lessons are fine with me. If we can't make it to the public ones, that's our only alternative.
But did you or did you not in this court of public opinion?
That's right.
Make it sound like Mike did not want to go to a public course.
That was certainly the impression that I got from Mike.
But that's the reason I gave you the reason for that. What do you say to that? What say you to that?
This is the first I've heard about the 6 p.m. Friday thing.
Did you investigate when the public lessons were?
There was no need to since we were taking the private lessons.
Mm-hmm. Did you not approach me and say that, are you interested in doing this? And I said yes, because the private lessons, if it's private, because the fact is the public lessons start on Friday night.
I do not recall you mentioning Friday night.
I did. That's what I said. That's the reason. Because it starts early. I've done it before. It's very difficult for us to do it. I think the classroom is Friday evening.
So you're saying,
and
Mike,
you're on the training course on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, we could get a private class and then go to the public training course.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be okay, too?
Sure.
Is that
absolutely
a possibility? I mean, as we look at various possibilities, that's
yeah,
a,
yeah, we
right,
could do
that.
We could do that. But that's all day Saturday and Sunday.
I understand. I know. I'm not wild about that either. But
it's not about not being around the public. It's about, blowing a weekend.
Yeah, I know. It has to get done sometime. Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, anything else you'd like to say in summation, Mike?
In summation, pink shirt can, kiss my derriere.
But
there you go.
Be careful when you say that to a guy in a pink shirt.
Well, I believe we've solved this.
Yeah.
Right, Mike, you ready to go ahead and just move on?
Like, move on? Oh, you mean move on with the show?
Yeah.
If there's nothing more to offer, I'm still... I feel I've gotten most everything off my chest.
Involving the motorcycle and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. I was, the only thing I would throw in is that I was told by him that we start on Tuesday morning.
No, I didn't. I never told you that.
You said it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
I said the
next week and the week after.
You said that
to me last week.
I said the times that I hear are available are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the
following
week.
And I said, fine. And then I didn't hear from you until before the show.
That didn't, because I hadn't heard back from anyone else yet. And that didn't lock it in. Those were just the available times. The times the course was available.
You didn't communicate anything of the kind to me. The way I understood it was going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I didn't know that that was kind of where we are maybe going to do it. I didn't know it was that way. I thought that was...
Because there are so many people involved, it's still being negotiated.
What's being negotiated?
The times and locations of our lessons.
Right. Okay. We haven't even had a class yet, and it's already a complete CF.
It's really great.
Not where I sit.
It's really great.
No, because you don't care.
Right.
You don't care if somebody like isn't locking things in or people aren't calling you back. I do. I kind of have a schedule that I like to adhere to.
So do I.
To lock in things, and a week in advance is usually reasonable time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I agree.
I mean, the only problem that I have with this is that I was scheduled to do it tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's what I thought. But
yeah.
If it's Thursday, hey, that was blocked off, too. So
I was
no
sort of expecting that myself and had made plans accordingly.
Oh,
like you.
Yeah, so I mean, but see, it doesn't bother you because you're dealing with the big tough motorcycle guy that called you. The way you describe him, the gruff guy.
I haven't
met gruff guy. And you're probably afraid of him.
A gruff boy. Yes, his voice alone has me shivering.
That's the impression I got. You know.
Will either of you wear your helmet to the classroom?
I will. If I decide that I'm going to do this, and right now that is about 10%.
The forecast is now.
It's what Rob told. Rob is as prophetic as he has ever been about this. Uh-huh. And I was so excited about it. I said, no, don't worry about it. No, he said, watch out. And man, I have newfound respect for your ability to Kreskenize the situation.
All I'll say is I've done a lot of promotion activity
mm-hmm.
with Michelle Combs' Manti,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times details fall by the wayside. Mm-hmm. In broad strokes, everything looks great, and right. God bless her. I love her. New mother, wonderful lady.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna
nice disclaimer.
Right. All right, I will be
nice disclaimer.
Think I saved it?
You say she's an ass.
Yeah,
I never said she was an ass.
Good mother.
She's a great mother, and she has 3 appearances for me this month alone.
Well, there you go.
Bless her, but I don't think she'll be there.
I will be completely done with this. I have just 2 more questions to ask Buzz.
Okay,
all right. And would it be safe to say that calls have been, the communication about this entire thing has been easy?
It's been relatively easy. There hasn't been as much communication as I would have liked.
Have people gotten back to your, have they returned phone calls promptly?
The best they could, because they were waiting for answers as well. Okay. Everybody's dependent on everybody else. That's why we all have to try to get along.
All right.
Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice? I'm listening to this.
I'm out of the loop. I should be more involved. I should be more involved. And then maybe I will be. Maybe I'll make a few phone calls myself just to get a little clearer understanding of what's going on.
Okay. You know, as long as you don't, spoil my appearance in the parade.
I would never do that.
Okay.
I would never do that. And, I mean, no matter where I am with this,
uh-huh.
I look at myself as kind of like a party crasher. This is your deal that I kind of horn my way in on. I'm doing it just to learn,
Yeah, which I think is great.
And maybe do a commercial for them or something like that.
And the great byproduct of that, of course, is we get to talk about it on the show.
This is true. And that's not lost on me either.
Yeah.
Why'd you make that
because
face?
Because now I feel an obligation to do it. But I'm very... You know this. I've talked about it because I'm excited about it.
Do it if you want to do it.
I want to
do it.
I feel like we're getting, jerked around.
It's simply, it's called negotiating. We're still negotiating.
Why are we negotiating when somebody said,
because
we want you to promote this business, correct?
I hate to bore people with this, but public classes start at 10 a.m., which means we've got to be out of there by 10 a.m., and they go into the evening, and as you said, they start before we get off work. So we can't make the evening classes. We can't go during the day because those are all booked up. The only private time available on the official course is from 7 to 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And now that has to be clear with the location where the lessons are. They don't normally have lessons.
See, I didn't
have
any of this information.
Hold on.
I didn't think you wanted to be troubled with the details.
Every time I say something,
I would have loved to be troubled with the details.
Oh, okay.
What about if you spend the night at Bunch's house?
I'd be more than happy to do that.
And you're welcome to do so.
Absolutely. If there's a guest room, I'd be more than happy to spend that.
And there is?
No. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
We'll get it figured out. And now I have the solution to the one thing I was worried about.
Yeah.
The location where the training course is in Alexandria, which, 10 years ago was a half an hour drive from where I am, and I wouldn't worry about being able to make it on time.
True.
I'll stay close to the location, and we'll do it that way. And I'll be fine. And I'm committed.
So hold on.
It's back up to 80%.
Hold on. You were just 10%. You're going to do it now. You're back up to 80%.
I'm one more, if there's one more screw up as far as, just one more problem with, like I'm ready to do it and the day before it gets changed again.
Yeah.
I might get a little frustrated.
How are you feeling over there, Buzz?
I don't care.
You don't care about
it. I don't. I would love to lead the parade in. If that involves taking lessons, I'd love to take the lessons. I hope we can work something out that's agreeable to all of the 600 or 800 people involved.
It'll be once Buzz and I get to the course, that's when the fun will start.
That's right. Or even the classroom.
I think the fun started about 20 minutes ago, actually.
For you, yes. Yes, for me, no. I don't enjoy arguing with the fine gentleman from Wichita. I truly don't.
No,
I sometimes feel like he's getting, kind of not the kind of respect in this situation he should get.
And I appreciate,
you know,
that.
As far as phone calls being returned to him promptly. And you call a guy on a Friday, middle of the day, you should get a call Friday afternoon, or even a call over the weekend. You know, just say, here's the way it is, especially when you're going to change the schedule around. That's what I think.
Buzz, how do you feel about that? Do you feel this guy has walked all over you?
I think he deserves a weekend like everybody else, so I didn't sweat it.
See, and Buck's going to get better grades in the class because of that. That's why Buzz is going to do better in school. I'm already a problem child, but I'm going to bring him an apple.
There you go.
So, Mike, as we hear the wonderful theme, do I'm guessing chips?
I wish we had those kind of motorcycles. Yeah. To learn on.
What, cop cycles?
Yeah. Cop cycles with the cop windscreen, cop platforms.
So, Mike, what is your current percentage of...
enthusiasm?
Of enthusiasm and commitment to this project to learn to ride motorcycles with your good friend, Buzz?
70%. That's pretty strong.
And, Buzz, what is your commitment to learn to ride motorcycles with your good friend, Mike?
98%.
All right. So it looks like it's still going to happen. We're going to be there Thursday morning for our classroom.
Or evening, if that's more convenient. That's still, you know, we can decide that.
Very cool. That's cool.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am not a caller. I am the voice in the back of Buzz's head. Mike, you insufferable ass.
How would you stop that?
That's incorrect. That's not what the back of my head
is. I don't need that from you, pal. I'm sorry. I couldn't say that seriously.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I called earlier. I got cut off about commenting to Mike on the Patricia Heaton website, saying great things about celebrity motorcycle lessons.
When didn't we cut anybody off today about Patricia Heaton? Oh, did Joe cut you off?
Hello.
Hello, did Joe? Joe.
Hello. Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Hey, Howard. It's official. We just cut you off. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, he's gonna fall. I took that course.
Okay, hold on. Please stop for a second. When you say he, first you're talking to us. Are you referring to Mike or Buzz?
Well, I'll say both, because I took every single person in that class fell at least once.
Well, yeah, so?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them got hurt. And I'll tell you another thing. Bring your own helmet, because they give you a helmet there, but they're nasty.
We've heard that. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Informative call. Thank you.
That's why they're giving us small bikes.
Everybody falls. That's like those.
Do you know that for a fact that they're giving us small bikes?
Yeah, he in fact told me what it was. It didn't stick, but it's the bikes and the helmets are provided for those who care to use them.
It didn't stick. So he told you the kind of motorcycle we're going to ride, and you forgot. All right.
Wait, hold on.
Did you remember the brand name?
No, the guy mentioned it. The guy who called mentioned earlier, and I didn't remember that either. Because frankly, I'm just trying to find out when and where we're going to do this.
40% chance I'll be summering in a body cast.
Okay. Hold on a second. What's your current percentage of doing this project?
It's still 70%.
Oh, it's still 70%.
Yeah, I'd just like to know the bikes we're riding.
That's sure. Hello. Not about your Schwinn.
Hello?
That is water.
Huffy.
Hello?
When I was a kid, hold on a second.
You know, they do say that. I was reading, I don't know where I was reading. I think I was reading it on a website. They said you have to be able to ride a bicycle before you take the course.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I was into bicycles, like into bicycle racing, 10 speeds and everything.
Right.
And because my dad is just the son of a bitch that he is, anyway, long story. I had to go to get a job, of course, to get the bicycle that I wanted. But the one that he bought me was one that weighed like 1,000 pounds from Toys R Us. And all my friends had these real cool 10 speeds, these light things with aluminum frames. Mm-hmm. And first time I came down the street on this thing, the first thing they all did, they said, Huffy.
Yeah.
Oh,
like it might as well have just said, big, fat, loser, Huffy. I used to hear stuff like, can you keep up, Huffy? How's it going, Huffy?
Huffy.
Huffy. So I don't know.
Real heavy frame on a Huffy.
Might be a good bicycle, but back
Huffies
in the day.
Huffies were good bikes.
Yeah. Lots of ridicule.
Sure they were.
Tons of ridicule.
I had an orange
don't
crate.
To them.
A Schwinn orange crate.
And the only reason I even accepted a Huffy was because... Well, the man who makes them.
This is Sam Huff.
The Huffy.
Think you're going to like my bike?
So the problem with the Sam Huff bicycle is it was like one of those grocery carts in the store that no matter how much you try to make it go left, it goes goes right.
One way, spinning around.
A lot of head injuries.
In circles.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
This is really for Mike.
you're acting like a 5-year-old child, like you need your hand held the whole time. I mean, welcome to the room, but we all got to deal with this, so I want to hear you shut up.
Yeah?
Why don't you come down here and make me shut up, you big...
Hey.
Yeah, we're kidding.
Hey.
Step down here, huh? It's easy to hide behind a telephone, son.
Hey, wow.
My offices are at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax. Once you pop on down here, we'll see what a gutless wonder you really are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there, and Mike. Hello.
How you doing? Hey, look, I'm the truck driver that was coming home from the ocean a couple years with you, Don. Truck drivers love you, Don.
Oh, my goodness. And, as you remember, when I was hitchhiking down Route 50 to get to the beach.
You got a message from Mike, Don.
This guy would offer.
Hey, you know, I'm right here. If you got a message for me, you give it to me, pal.
Remember, Mike, you were in the back with the cantaloupes.
Right. I was, we're truck drivers in love with Don. And,
is that an organization? That's not like truck drivers in love with Don.
Well, Mike, if you're eating it, if you're reading it, if you're sleeping on it, no matter what you're doing with it, it got to you via a truck.
Hey, you know what? The forecast is calling for heavy rain this week, middle of the week. Maybe you get that speed up to 80 or 90. As soon as those roads get wet.
Mr. Romero, listen, you're going to be riding a motorcycle out on the streets of Maryland,
yes,
Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what.
Yes.
You're going to be weighing about 1,300 pounds, and I weigh 80,000 pounds.
Yes.
How much with the truck?
Oh, is this about?
We are going to crush you. We're going to crush you.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? This would be.
This is a death threat.
This is karma for your comments about truckers.
You don't get any, Mike Romero.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Keep on trucking.
See what you did to me, Buzz?
I didn't do
it. See what you did to me?
I did nothing.
Hello, time, Mike.
Well, that whole private public thing.
I'll never
screwed me.
I'll never wear this pink sweater again.
Oh, I owe you.
Hello?
I'm going to make you fall.
Hey, listen. My revenge will be
sweeter than that.
Hello? Not in my show.
Radio God.
Yes, hello.
Love the topic. Listen,
thank you.
Is Don starting to sound a lot like his own, or Mike starting to sound like his own ex-wife and Buzz the beat-down husband?
Perhaps
whatever you want, honey. I just want to know when we're going to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
What type of bikes are going to be? I don't know. I just want you to be happy.
And most importantly, does this make me look fat?
I just want to know when the lawyers are going to be called.
Buzz,
what you're hearing, sir, is our first spat.
You know, that's it. We're going to have a fine time.
Nothing.
Once you get started, it's just going to be a party.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Mike and Buzz. When you guys show up for your lessons, I think you'll be surprised to find the private lessons taught by Gary Busey.
It's a shame the phone dropped.
I'm trying to think of another good one.
Buzz, and they're not just for Buzz and myself. There's a third person involved.
Who's that?
The Green Fairy. That's right. Buzz and I will be taking the entire course on absinthe.
That's right.
Good.
Didn't Billy Idol get in a bad motorcycle wreck one time and he didn't have a helmet on?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I stopped the show. Sorry. It was going so good when you guys were fighting. Hello, Don and Mike.
Right there. Hey, Mike.
What?
I'd like to say that the course is easy. The guy's lying about people falling down.
Right.
If there's like an older Chinese guy there, he will fall down.
Well, of course. How do they do that walking down the street, please? And when you mention older Chinese guy, you're talking about no matter how much weight he lifts, that's Buzz.
Yeah.
Older Chinese guy.
I just wish it was right to the course, you know. I wish there was no classroom.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm already bored with it. I hate to say that. See, the teacher's
not even started yet.
I know. I want to get out to the bike.
I know.
But you know what?
I don't want to have to listen to it. I want to just start the bike and drive it real fast.
You know, here's the thing. That would be like one of my fantasies would be to learn to fly an airplane.
Of course.
One of the reasons that I've never done it, don't you even laugh, boy.
I'm chuckling.
One of the reasons I've never done it is because of all the crap you have to go through.
Yeah, a lot of classroom.
It's like, man, not worth it. Totally not worth
it. Most of it unnecessary.
Yes, agreed. And in that regard, yeah.
It's like motorcycle. I feel like learn the rules of the road.
I've seen enough movies, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Up, down, flaps down, wheels down.
Autopilot.
Autopilot in every James Bond movie.
And I rode a scooter in Bermuda one time.
You know, I think there's something that you might get to look forward to. I bet there's a movie with Carnage in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like they used to show us in Driver's Ed.
Cool.
That'll be good.
Oh, if there's a movie
Man, I hope there's a movie. That'll be fun.
Because
I went to one of those courses.
They have VCRs now.
It was a good driver course.
But I still like that sound.
Was it just like an encouraging class?
Yeah,
you weren't required to go.
Not at all.
No.
Went on my own.
You were a volunteer.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Let me talk to Mike.
Right here.
He's here. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike.
What?
You got to be nice to Buzz, man. I mean, you only got maybe 2 good years left out of him. You guys need to take care of.
You know, he makes a good point.
All right.
We don't know how long I'm going to be around. I'll take that under advisement. I'm going to watch out for Buzz during this course.
I know.
I'm going to take care of him. Appreciate that.
Make sure nothing happens to him.
Make sure nothing bad happens to him. And make sure that whoever this bully is that's teaching this course, doesn't intimidate Buzz.
Yeah.
You know, I will not be intimidated. Tom and I are already friends.
Your box of thumbtacks is here.
Now, as a matter of fact, I'll probably get into the class, and as soon as the instructor starts to ask me a question, I'll burst into tears.
Oh, please.
I don't know the answers. Leave me alone. Ask Buzz.
I think you should wear like a Snoopy and the Red Baron thing. You know that leather thing
leather
that they used
helmet?
To wear back in the aviator days?
Goggles.
With the big goggles?
When I get to the class.
Like a barnstormer.
Now that we have time, I'm going to buy the outfit. I'm going to buy the entire outfit. I'll buy the German helmet with the leathers from head to toe and the big buckle boots that they have. But most importantly,
you're just talking, though.
The leather chaps.
Most important.
The leather chaps, and I will be wearing boxer shorts with them.
What are the odds of that happening, Mike?
Wearing leather chaps?
Well, I'm trying to gauge, like, you gave the percentage that you would be in the class.
Buying the whole outfit, I guess. Is that the question?
Well, I won't buy an outfit, but I might buy some gloves and a helmet.
Yeah.
And if I do that, you know, I am cheap. So, I mean, I will go to the class. Go to the class this Tuesday, Thursday, prayer, Saturday, prayer, nighttime, prayer, morning.
Starting again.
Yeah.
You did
whenever it is.
You did that thing.
Throw it at the dartboard. What time? Yeah, there's the calendar. Bingo.
You went, blah,
blah,
blah.
Guess I'm still upset.
I'm simply frustrated.
I'm ready to go. We were going to be halfway done by the time this course is going to start. I'm ready to go. I want to learn to ride. I want the open road. I'm ready to go to Sturgis.
This is not what Passover is about.
You're right.
No?
This is...
What is it about, Don?
What is it about?
I don't know. Okay, we got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on 3SM.
Traffic this afternoon looking good out there. Just some volume delays for you on your outbound trip on 66. That flows from just around 29 Centerville to 234 Manassas. Outer loop flow from Telegraph to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Sears, this time of year, Saturdays seem a bit more special. It's the Super Saturday Sale at Sears, where spring changes everything. Your sale end 4106. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
1067 3FM.com.
I say Tea Party, you say
Boston.
I say Massachusetts, you say
Boston.
I say Beans, you say
Refried.
No, Boston. I say the first tabletop receptor for HD digital radio, giving you brilliant digital sound, you say
Boston Acoustics?
Right, and that's my system.
I'm so glad I'm not you. What does that mean?
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable, it's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
Oh, that's gross.
On Friday, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain!
Slither.
They're tearing me apart!
Chick is hardcore. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday. Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their slithermost secrets from the film. Tonight on NBC. A night of great deals and great drama. It all starts with a special Wednesday, Deal or No Deal, America's wildest game show. Then, on an all-new Law & Order, at its new early time, 9/8 Central, a little girl is kidnapped.
Where's that little girl? Where is she?
And for the ransom, her father's got to rob a bank.
If they have your daughter and they don't have the money, you do the math.
Finally, it's an all-new heist from the director of The Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's NBC's hot new drama where every episode gets you closer to the biggest score in history.
What if it's life or death? I'm in.
Tonight, a special Deal or No Deal. Law and Order at its new time and an all-new heist. Now that's a great Wednesday on NBC.
All tonight, starting at 8 p.m., only on NBC4, working for you.
Anytime you come into Bertucci's, it's all about eating well. And that's never more true than when you're ordering from our winter specials menu. Here, it's all about taste and an openness where each recipe is infused with passion, imagination, and creativity. Winter favorites like shrimp fra diavolo with linguine and our spicy marinara sauce. That's why people who eat here eat well. Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table. Now that UPS has accelerated its ground service to offer faster delivery, it's brought out the competitive side in some people.
Hey, Ken, I'll arm wrestle you for that last bagel.
It's no wonder. Faster ground shipping means now they can cost effectively compete for customers who have tighter deadlines. It's enough to get anyone's adrenaline pumping.
Yo, Linda, race you to the elevator. Go!
Faster ground also gives them a chance to cover a bigger geographical footprint, so their competitive spirit can run wild and free.
Who's the fastest coffee drinker in the room now, people? It burns.
So if you want to be more competitive, by all means, use UPS ground shipping. Just be sure not to take things too far.
Hey, Mr. Police Officer Man, let's see what you got under the hood. Yee-haw! See you later.
UPS is covering more ground faster than ever, and faster shipping makes your business more competitive. Learn more at ups.com/fast. UPS. What can Brown do for you?
I've always dreamed of doing something great, like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. But with my bad back, it was all dreams. Until I got a Sleep Number bed. I set it to 30, the perfect level of firmness for my back, and I began to feel better and better. Now I'm ready to take on the world. Today, I'm running to the park. And back. And after that, I'm climbing all the way up to the roof to fix some shingles. So it's not Mount Everest, but it's a start.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of back pain sufferers reported relief on a Sleep Number bed. Changing the way you sleep could change your life. Find the Sleep Number bed at a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in major malls, including Tyson's Corner Center, Fair Oak Shopping Center, St. Charles Town Center, and Dulles Town Center. For more information about Sleep Numbers, don't forget to visit sleepnumber.com.
Tower Records Insider Tuesday is here, giving you the inside track on new CD releases at $9.99, DVDs at $16.99, and letting you in on some little-known insider facts. First off, on the DVD front, looks like our favorite gorilla is at it again.
Fact! Gorillas fornicate year-round!
Yes, they do. And the King Kong Special Edition 2 DVD set is available for only $16.99. Also on sale, the latest DVD, Get Rich or Die Trying, by 50 Cent. Now on to CDs. Rob Zombie's latest...
Fact! Zombies are slow and hate fire!
That's great. As I was saying, Rob Zombie's latest CD release is available for just $9.99. There's also the Yeah Yeah Yeahs new CD, Show Your Bones.
Fact! The thigh bone's connected to the knee bone.
Yeah,
and it's available for $9.99. So pick these up at Tower Records or shop online anytime at Tower.com. Tune in next week for $9.99 CDs, $16.99 DVDs, and more riveting facts. All right, then. For music, movies, games, and gadgets, Tower Records. Life played loud.
Hey, you could have been killed by that car.
What car?
Streets can be dangerous places. Pedestrians need to pay attention. Use crosswalks. Look before you cross. You may not get a second chance.
Almost hit that lady.
What lady?
Wake up behind the wheel. Drivers need to pay attention and stop for pedestrians.
Wow, that was close. Thanks.
Too many people have been hit, hurt, or killed on our roads. Drivers and pedestrians need to pay attention. Pedestrians use crosswalks. Look before you cross.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 866-95-LUCKY. That's 866-95-LUCKY. For the time of your life, 866-95-LUCKY. Call now.
So the other day, I caught my roommate throwing out my favorite jeans. She said that All Small and Mighty laundry detergent is giving away a $10,000 shopping spree, so we needed to empty our closets. So I said, great, but let's start with your clothes. Ugh, those acid wash jeans have got to go.
Enter for a chance to win a $10,000 shopping spree from the one little bottle that can clean an entire wardrobe. Visit alllaundry.com or look for specially marked bottles of All Small and Mighty, the three times concentrated laundry detergent. No purchase necessary. Must be legal U.S. resident, 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends May 15, 2006. For full details, see official rules at alllaundry.com. Void where prohibited.
The Don and Mike Show. WKK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time, the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. Let's get right back into it. In our first segment, Mike and Buzz are going to motorcycle school, so let's see how that's going on the best of Don and Mike.
My boys, yes. boys.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you, manly man that you are, real macho types, not metrosexuals.
Yes.
You're not pee-whipped like me. My wife won't, I mean, really, with all the things in my marriage that could be the last straw on the camel's
right.
back,
uh-huh.
The one that I know is a deal breaker mm-hmm. is motorcycling.
Motorcycles.
Yeah, getting a motorcycle. Right. I mean, she got pissed when I skydived.
Yeah.
She got really pissed when I did it the second time.
Sure.
I once bought a motorcycle, put a down payment on it, was not able to get the money back.
Wow.
Right. So I'm very envious because my wife thinks that I will kill myself if I'm on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just not good enough, darn it, to ride a motorcycle. So I'm just
well, I have no idea.
Freaking jealous.
I have no idea whether I am or not, and neither do I.
Neither does Buzz.
Right.
We're complete and total novices.
I'll tell you this though, it shakes your confidence a little bit when your instructor comes to the door to let you in, and he's wearing a sling.
Yeah.
Okay. Our instructor Tom comes to the door this morning, and it really looked like he had just maybe been in a motorcycle accident.
But no, as it turns out, it had nothing to do with a motorcycle. It had to do with a window.
So. Now I call as my first witness, Mr. Ardinger, who has to.
Oh, you know,
he doesn't have to pay. Today, but he has to acknowledge the fact that
I'll call him up.
That I indeed showed up, and Buzz will testify to the fact that I was early. Just another financial penalty for Joe.
Here he is now. I call him. He's here. Hi, Joe.
What's
so I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, where's my fin?
I don't have any money.
You know, well, you owe me, pal. You made a bet. You owe me five.
Friday's payday, and I'm desperately getting there.
Well, that's tomorrow.
A long month for Joe.
Yeah. In fact, I didn't. Buzz, I don't know if I even told you.
Joe, you just spoke of yourself in third person.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Alarm went off at 5 a.m. for me today. The alarm went off at 5 a.m. I got up. I shaved. I showered. And I got there, left my house at 6 o'clock, got to the location at 6:30. So I had, a little 7-Eleven time, was killing time, and then drove over there at about 5 of, and Buzz came rolling in shortly thereafter, mm-hmm. and we began our trek up to the conference room.
So let's see what happens.
And, we sit down with this, the first thing I noticed, Buzz described him as being kind of gruff.
Well, his voice, that's all I knew
of
him.
Well, you know, he's got almost a radio voice. He's
right.
one of these guys. And
right.
you know by somebody's demeanor immediately when it's going to be, you know, this is not going to be like a, I thought of maybe we'd get a ZZ Top kind of guy.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work like that. This is a regular teacher-like guy.
So yeah.
So, right away, that takes the nonsense out of me, you know?
A regular army guy. I mean,
military-like would be the best way to describe him.
Yeah,
but like
mellow. Yeah.
But, I mean, the guy, likeable. Tom, the instructor, there is nothing I didn't like about the guy. I liked everything about him, but, you know, once again, we start the lecture series, and we start the whole thing, and I notice that teacher's pet over here is taking notes. Now taking notes is not, you know, I'm sitting there, I don't have my pen out, and I'm not doing anything. And one of the first things he says was, everything we're going to give you is in the book, the answers to this.
Right.
So, but I look over, and I'm distracted because Buzz is taking notes.
I'm taking
copious notes.
Mr. Mellon.
Taking notes, and I didn't ask you today. I figured I'd ask you on the show.
Uh-huh.
You know, what is it? Why are you taking, first of all, it's making me look bad. And you're taking, it's making me feel like, and I was listening with rapt attention.
You were a great student.
I was pretty good with my oral report.
You sure were, every time.
I mean, when I would be quizzed.
Homo.
When I'd be quizzed, I'm
the oral.
I'm there because I'm interested in the subject.
Right.
That's why I'm there.
So
I'm an attentive student because I really want to find out about
so
it.
So let me just get your first bone of contention. Mm-hmm. And a milk bone it is.
Yes. Yes.
You're sitting there with George Patton. And he's giving you a lecture.
Yes.
He's this military guy. I know he's not military.
He's a likable guy. So I don't want to make him
look military.
So
is George Patton, Mike.
This is true.
Mellow.
George. It's my favorite movie.
So is Norman Schwarzkopf.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. You know.
True.
He was just cool. He was filled with information. But so
Rob,
I, you know what? Here's the problem.
Can you think of a military man you like?
Yes.
Oh, shut up.
No, better not. Better not.
I'll tell you later.
All right. I will tell you that because of this guy, Tom, and the immediate reaction I got, it went from me being, you know, okay, this guy's going to be okay, but it's going to be pretty straight-laced. So I go from being maybe like a little incorrigible to wanting to impress, to
you know,
wanting
that,
to be
okay.
The better student.
I got
and immediately I'm taking a back seat when
Buzz is taking notes.
Takes out his notes. You know, the guy, and then, you know, Buzz is writing down notes. Like, first of all, I want to welcome you here. You know, Buzz writes that down. You know, and it's very, very frustrating for me.
Buzz, did you write down?
I don't know what's going to be on the test. You know, everybody has their own way. And I was making notes to myself about other things.
From my limited academic background, he said something at the very beginning of the class regarding the test that encouraged me. And that, of course, well, first we got the call yesterday from the guy that said it's not going to be that hard, but then I got the magic answer.
Yeah.
The test will be multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Winner. You know, yeah. Multiple choice. I immediately, you know,
multiple
exhale.
Choice. Multiple choice is your bitch.
Yes. And then we were. I don't want to say forced. We were. It's part of the class.
Mandatory.
Many videos. Many videos. How many?
Five of them. At
five.
Least minimum
I think five
of five.
Videos.
Did you get to watch like
No Carnage?
No Carnage whatsoever.
Barely Legal 17.
Nah.
There were some
hot
babes.
Asian sluts.
There were babes, but
you're familiar with the type of actors that could not make it in the real acting world.
I know you didn't watch pornos. You had to watch like traffic safety videos.
Remember our CBS sexual harassment video?
Do I? I'm still turned on by it.
That CBS sexual harassment video. That was an Academy Award performance compared to these actors that we had.
Most of them.
These actors were just like, we're going to be kooky, but seriously, when you're wearing your helmet,
yeah,
they,
it was like that.
They go on and Buzz, of course, I actually pulled the chair up closer to the TV so I could see it. Yeah. I don't know if Buzz was taking notes during the videos.
Buzz, did you take notes during the videos?
Just when Mike wasn't looking.
But Buzz was a very good student. He arrived with his lunchbox,
I
thought was funny. He had the prepared food items. Yeah. You know, I believe at the beginning, and I didn't have anything. Oh, I walked in and I said, "Yeah, what are you eating?" And he said, "I'm just having this." And then he brings out Buzz had you had food. What did you have?
I had a banana. I had a protein shake.
Right.
I had water.
He had water. But you had that fufu water. You didn't have just regular water. You had the
fufu water.
Yeah. What kind of water did you have, Buzz?
Flavored carbonated water.
And a Diet Pepsi. He gave me a Diet Pepsi, though.
I did. I shared.
So that was nice of him.
I shared from my lunchbox.
And
did Major Tom like the apple that Buzz brought in?
It was one shy of not bringing in the apple. And I'm not sure what kind of eye contact he was making. Yeah, but Buzz was sitting there. You know, I realized I had to sit up more on my chair because Buzz was very attentive, you know, sitting there with all his organized papers.
There you go. Get it. A good posture, Buzz.
Yes. And then...
you bastard.
And then we get into the trouble spot, okay? We get into the area where this is towards the end. Where he said, now listen, we're getting a lot of material in here. You know, this is the private session. We're going to try to get a lot of material covered in a short period. And we might run a little bit over. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, then Buzz's alarm goes off. You know,
that's right.
15 extra minutes. And then this is the way you put it, too. He said, now listen, I can make that sacrifice.
I did.
I said, I could make the sacrifice. I said, well, I'm sitting next to in class Jesus.
That's right.
It was amazing. It was amazing you gave yourself up on the cross.
Yeah, well, I wanted to be cooperative,
right?
Above all else.
But. And a couple of times Buzz bailed me out, though, because we would watch the videos, and then within the videos are the questions that are involved in the textbook.
Right.
And, well, if you want to call it, it's a manual. It's not a textbook.
Right.
And I would be asked a question because I was on the right, and it kind of goes logically from right to left. And he would start a question with me, and he said, okay, we just watched that video. What is the main reason that happened, Mike? And I'd be, I would answer somewhat, it would sound something like this.
Kind of like Paula Abdul. No.
Yeah.
You're Constantine, you're great. Yeah, just can't.
Yeah.
And then applause broke out.
And then we kind of supported each other on
we
that.
We
did.
We helped each other. I like
that. Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
But then I had the fun part. I had the fun part come up, and the fun part is when they discussed the road test that we're going to undergo next Tuesday when we start on the training program and we go out to the course. That's set up for motorcycle training.
Right.
And
all those orange cones.
And they explain that we should have the requirements for the course, the stuff that we need to have. We have to have gloves, preferably leather gloves or work gloves, that go over the wrist, that cover the wrist. We have to have long sleeves of fairly heavy duty, like a heavy denim or a leather jacket of that kind.
Sure. You could wear one of my Batman suits.
You could wear a Batman suit. It would be perfectly acceptable. And they require a three-quarters helmet, not the little peanut hat that you see on some of these Harley
guys.
Which
look retarded.
But the some might say they look a little cooler than the
They look retarded. You know, if you really want to look retarded, wear one of those helmets while you're driving your Honda Element. You just want people to point at you.
Uh-huh. Then we need a three-quarters helmet and I knew that this was going to be, this is where we get into headphone territory.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm going to buy. And so I decided this is where.
Did it involve a purchase?
Yes. So see, Mr. Note Taker, this is where I'm going to trump him. Because I know Buzz. I know Mr. Non-Commitment. I know he is not going to. So I said, well, I it's a good thing we're at the dealership because I'm going to do that during one of our breaks. I'm going to pick out a helmet that I want. You too, right, Buzz?
That's
random. Thanks, I don't know. Because he described, is it the helmets that they loan you? At the class, and then let's just think for a minute, all right? Let's think for the people.
Think of all the heads.
The wide variety of humanity. Now, first of all, what color are the helmets they loan you?
They're an attractive yet subtle bright yellow.
Bright yellow. They're fluorescent yellow helmets.
Uh-huh.
And Buzz says, well, I think I'm going to use the helmets they loan us. And that's when I knew I had him on that one.
Even the instructor said, you know, these are worn 365 days a year. He said, we've never had any case of any kind of an outbreak or anything.
Like, but
he didn't realize how many people have worn these and how long they've been worn. And
so Buzz decided,
I'm not going to wear the ones that are provided by the course with the motorcycle for my lessons.
Did you buy a cool helmet?
Nice judgment, Ebenezer.
No. Did you buy like a nice Darth Vader helmet?
I bought a three-quarter black helmet with the face shield. It's not the one that's got the bar that goes across it, but it's the full helmet. I would have worn it in here today, but I forgot. I left it at home.
Does it say Mike on it?
No, it doesn't say Mike. You know what it says on it?
Disc jockey?
Nah.
Announcer? What?
Talented mimic?
Nope.
Noted restaurateur?
Red Sox.
Harley Davidson.
Oh,
yeah, baby. And that's when I finally went
down. What does yours say on the side? Loner?
Exactly. May cause lice.
It's silly. It says drop in any mailbox for guaranteed return.
Tom's very nice. He said that they would find a nice helmet for me to borrow.
So he's going to get special treatment, I think, on his helmet.
Thank God. And they gave us, Patriot Harley Davidson gave us beautiful jackets, great motorcycle jackets to wear with all kinds of cool pockets.
I saw that with you guys.
Yeah. And we both loved our jackets because I think we both wore them to work today.
We did.
Did the jackets come in yellow?
No. It's a loner jacket.
When you took notes, if Mike was able to watch the videos,
If
you're able to watch the video, what notes were you taking? Seriously, Buzz.
I didn't take any notes during the videos. I really didn't. The lights were down.
During when he was, you know, explaining
the lecture.
The instructor made it very clear. Very clear.
No note taking.
Video.
But here's the deal. We have to go through this. The way they teach this course is we have to go through the different questions. And I'm assigned questions to get the answers to, and Buzz is assigned. And what the deal is you find the answer within the text to the question. That's how it's done. Mm-hmm. Well, I look over, and he's just taking notes and writing things in the margins and doing it. And I'm like, what?
Okay, what were you writing, Buzz?
Notes about the things the instructor had said. I mean, I was doing it the way he recommended, which was highlighting things in the book.
I highlighted too. That's the way he recommended.
Yes, did you bring your three-ring notebook to school, Buzz?
In addition, it's out in the car.
I'd like to know what you wrote.
All I know is I saw a lot of copious notes next to the lunchbox. When I would look out the corner of my eye, because I didn't make direct eye contact.
Were you writing in the margin, Mrs. Tom Instructor?
Yes, I was.
Mrs. Buzz Instructor, forgive me.
But, then we had our little break, and here's the deal.
Yes?
I haven't gotten on one yet, so I won't make the final real decision as to whether this is my cup of tea, but I think it probably will be.
Yeah.
Oh, and then here's the neat thing. And during one of the videos, he said, "Yeah, I have to have a hand-eye coordination as part of the deal."
That's video.
Much like you use when you're a drummer. And that's when I just looked at Buzz and I went,
"Advantage O'Mara."
Yeah, okay.
Like absolutely. Me, Buzz.
So I that got me a little excited.
Yeah.
And then we had our little break when went down, and I realized, man, this is a whole new arena of stuff to buy.
Oh,
you know,
man.
And I'm down there, and this is like, you know, this is the cool stuff.
This
is really, really cool stuff.
Buzz, did you buy anything?
I set aside, I was short on time because of the sacrifice I'd made for the time, but I set aside
after the 18 hours that you took looking for the right gloves.
I set aside,
hold on.
I was done shopping before you were.
Yeah, you were.
What do you mean?
We had a little trouble finding gloves. I still haven't found
the right size and style.
It's tough to find the kind of leather that can squeeze over these hams.
Yeah, I've set aside a nice pair of Harley Davidson gloves that I'm going to go back and pick up and pay for.
You don't have one layaway, do you?
No, I just didn't have time to deal with it. I said, hold these for me. I'll be back on Saturday.
It was easier for Jackie O to find gloves.
Find some protectors.
You know, it was just him. Because he found, I think they, well, they were, what, the, were they were mediums, right?
Yeah,
that you found.
I got the medium gloves.
The thing is, the majority of gloves are those Harley Rider gloves that have the finger holes cut out,
right?
Which look real, real cool.
Yeah,
but you're not allowed to take them to the course.
And
not
you
acceptable.
Bought like Bugs Bunny gloves.
Now I will be. I got special permission from the instructor. He said it's okay. I will be using mittens.
Oh, that'll be nice. But leather mittens.
Leather mittens that I will be using.
You see, I use corrective gloves.
Mm-hmm. Let's see who learned more today. Do we think in this whole thing, Mike? Do you think you learned more than Buzz today?
I'll tell you why I think I learned more. I think, because I know Buzz is into it, and Buzz is a good student, he was paying attention, but Buzz might even agree with this. I'm a little, just a little bit more into the whole thing. Don't you think?
Buzz, do you think you did better than Mike?
I think it was pretty close. I think it would be hard to call. If Mike
Buzz,
says...
if you had to pick between yourself and Mike as to who did... Mike had no problem saying he did better
okay,
today.
Okay, all right. In the classroom, I did better, clearly.
I think that Tom would say that when it came to the second half... Remember when I got that 45% answer?
Yeah, right.
45% of crashes happen when bikes go off the road?
Yeah.
Remember how quickly I was with that? That was a raw statistic.
I held back.
Buzz, what's a highlight for you? Come on. Throw out one of your highlights.
My highlight
when I laid back and let him call out 45% first.
Oh! So you knew that 45%.
I did. I remembered it from the video. Remember the headstone?
How about when they were talking about alcohol?
Video.
How about when they were talking about alcohol and they said a glass of wine, hard liquor drink, and a beer? Which one has more bang?
Again, I thought it was time for you to answer.
No, wrong. You did not know the answer
hey,
to that.
You don't want to bring up this part of the lesson because of the blood alcohol question?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Why?
Oh, you're an ass hat.
No.
All right. I'll take my medicine. Go ahead.
I don't follow.
Well, right. We were at the booze part, and, you know, I at the booze part, I sit up because I'm like, well, I know myself this.
I'll drink to that.
And, you know, and the thing is, I didn't know the
0.08 is the legal maximum.
I didn't know that. And you know, I should know that for a variety of reasons.
So we were both very good students.
Were you close? Were you close?
I was close today, yeah, when I got there.
Well, you know, halfway through the test.
You mean knowing the answer?
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about what I would blow.
Yeah, no. I mean, yes, I meant both.
Now, next week is the real test when we go out on the course and we find out how physically coordinated I am. Although I think I was a brilliant student in class, I may completely suck on the course next week.
Well, it was a very interesting day. And I have to, regarding our friends at Patriot Harley-Davidson who gave us the jacket,
yeah.
Buzz gets the free jacket and I get the free jacket. All right? Yeah. The only difference between Buzz and me is I actually buy something at the store. Okay, so I'm lingering behind and Buzz is like, oh, gotta go, you know. I mean, it's like, my God.
So long, sucker.
Yeah, busy. I've made a sacrifice so far. I have to go outside. So I get my nice black helmet, which I think is very nice, very cool. And I'm buying my helmet and I'm buying a t-shirt, not because I wanted a t-shirt, but because I spilled Diet Pepsi.
You got a black t-shirt?
No, I got a white t-shirt.
Robert the Mailman.
Oh, I spilled Diet Pepsi on my white t-shirt when I was in there. And it, you know that stain?
Yeah.
That wonderful stain that caramel color makes that very similar to something
that's
else.
That's kind of the color that I thought the kid toucher was wearing
on his
t-shirt when you called about an hour ago.
All over, stains all over.
You
I thought of my shirt when you said that.
the kid toucher shirt?
Yeah. Shirt stains, it just came to mind. It happened today.
Note taker.
Fresh on my heart.
Right.
Well, I'd written that down.
Yeah, you wrote the whole thing down.
Now, when you take the final written test, when will you take the written portion of it?
I think that happens towards the end of the course, right? That's the way that goes.
You know, I got the impression I got is we are to finish our studying and take the written test by Tuesday, so that we have it to hand in when we
exactly.
So like over the weekend.
I'm curious to see who scores better.
All right, we'll make
sure. But it's an open book test, so there's really no excuse for either of us missing any.
Yeah.
See, Buzz is just throwing down the gauntlet.
I don't think it's open book. I don't think it is. I think we have to double check with our instructor.
All right,
I really am not sure.
It's not open. Well, now you're not going for a license though, because
it's a different test.
When you go to the DMV.
Right. It's the same. Right. The same
thing. If it's open book, then why go to all the studying?
No, it's. I don't think it is.
He said he wanted us to try to answer the questions on our own, but we have the book, we have the test, we're free to look. Whatever it takes to get the answer.
Nothing. Anyway, nothing. So I think that really it's going to be very cool. Can I finish my story about when I went down to get the jacket?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he leaves.
Yes.
Buzz leaves.
I'm just trying to follow everything that's going on here.
Yeah, I know. So Buzz walks out, and he gets away with his free jacket. And that's when I had the lovely cashiers at the motorcycle dealership that somehow the manager comes over, gives us jackets right at the end.
Yes.
Buzz tries his on. Then we go down to the front where we're getting ready to leave. The manager takes the tags off the jacket.
Mm-hmm, the security
Buzz
tags.
Buzz splits. Yeah. Manager goes back into the bowels of the dealership wherever he's going.
Right.
I'm standing there with the two ladies. And the two ladies, all of a sudden, first of all, they sit there and they have no idea what's been going on here. And she says, okay, the jacket is. I said, no, that jacket was given to me.
Oh, really?
And I'm getting the impression that they think I'm trying to steal the jacket. So here we are with this nice, embroidered jacket, and meanwhile, Buzz is halfway home, and I'm standing there, like, trying, and I'm not trying to be cheap, but I'm like, he gave it to us. And it's like, yeah, well, let me just put it in there. I said, well, why are you ringing it up if he gave it? Well, we're just checking with this. Oh, he gave it. And finally, after 10 minutes, it's like, oh, he really gave it. Yes. Can I go look at motorcycles now? So I did, and it was very, very cool.
It was fun.
The whole experience on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 10, actually. It was pleasant. I dug it. I liked all the information, and I'm looking forward to
it. How'd you like being with Buzz at 7 o'clock in the morning?
It was just a little cup of heaven. No, but I mean, it was a window into how Buzz probably was in class. How Buzz behaved in class.
I would have been late if you hadn't rolled over and shook me.
it was him really just trying to do. It was the kind of person in class that I would sit next to, always on the first day, and it was the note taking when I just want to bitch slap him, you know. And I'm sitting there because I do not dig taking notes if I don't have.
I'm all about notes. Always have been. Yeah. Can't help it.
He's got notes for his new show. Notes for this. Notes. Yeah. He's got notes everywhere, all over, just surrounding his lunchbox in a little horseshoe. It was interesting. And Tuesday is the real. Like, as much as the classwork was interesting, right. It was because there was a lot of stuff I didn't know. I think Tuesday is when the real stuff. Yeah. We're gonna have a couple of guys out there with us, and it's gonna be very interesting.
He said if either one of us poses a danger to any other humans, if we behave or we just can't handle
there
it for some reason,
there is a possibility then we could be thrown out of the class.
The offender has to stand on the sidelines and watch for the rest of the class.
I said, is it normally incorrigibles that you throw? I said, no. He said, well, there probably has been one or two of those.
Yes.
But by and large, people that are asked to leave the class
are the bookworms.
The bookworms without coordination.
No.
No, there have been people asked to leave.
Hold on, you got an extra one in there. Yeah.
The people, how did he put it?
Really, people without coordination.
People that are just so uncoordinated that they can't stay up on the bike.
That could be me. We don't know.
That's the thing.
Oh, Buzz, have confidence.
Okay.
Have confidence in yourself.
No, I do. I think it'll be fine.
Can you ride a bicycle?
Absolutely.
Then I think you can keep your balance on a motorcycle.
We should mention that this is all up to your leading up to you being part of Rolling Thunder.
Right.
Which is the Memorial Day weekend.
Provided no one is killed.
Too funny that Buzz
will be on a
Buzz will be on a motorcycle leading.
But it'll be a small motorcycle.
Yes.
It'll be a
like
my
the Shriners, you know, the little tiny.
It'll be a My Little Kitty motorcycle.
So Buzz leading Rolling Thunder is funny.
Yeah.
That is amusing because, you know, if you fall there, you know, you got 30,000 bikes that run over you.
What could go wrong?
It's amazing. I'm very, very excited about it.
So, Buzz, you think you did well today?
I do. And I think I will.
And Mike?
I really loved it. I didn't think at 7 o'clock in the morning that I would be conscious, much less paying attention. And towards the end, I mean, I don't know about you, but towards the end, I had my moments where my concentration was flagging.
Yeah, we put in 3.5 hours of study time with just like one 5 or 10 minute break in there. And
I was a little out of it towards the end.
A lot of info, and we were toast.
And that was on the alcohol portion anyway.
Right. So you know, in one ear, out the other.
I'm not like anything I don't need to hear.
You didn't get that one. I would have. If that was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, if I was the phone a friend, I would have said, what's the alcohol out of everybody I know in the world? I said, I'll call my best buddy Mike.
That's when it was sleepy time. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. My bad. Oh, God, I hate it when people say that. God, pox on me. Jesus, I'm an ass. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Ass hat.
Hello? I'm wearing it right now. My beautiful ass hat.
There's something to give away on the website.
My Sunday go to church ass hat.
Your Donna Mike ass hat.
Hello?
Yes, Tom got his license, and Mike and Tom could be the fat twins on the motorcycle.
What?
What?
Ass, what?
What?
He's
what?
Gone, and it's probably for the best.
Ass hat. It was a fat joke delivered by a tar.
About somebody named Tom.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes, I do custom airbrush painting. I wondered if Mike wanted me to give his fancy new helmet a new paint job.
You know, I'll think about that.
You sure?
Because, you know, it is a pretty much of a empty pouch, just solid black right now.
And Buzz, well, they couldn't paint on yours. I guess we'd like...
No, I'm borrowing.
Hello. You know, what I'm guarding against, though, and I think it's almost impossible, when you're a complete rookie at this and you've never done it, is really ending up looking like Steve Martin in Parenthood when you get all the new stuff on. And I know that it's really... You know, you look at a guy that's ridden Harleys for, you know, 30 years, and, you know, you look at those guys.
I know.
You can't fake that.
No. I know.
You None really can't. Listen. Everybody, you stick out like a sore thumb if you wear all this stuff.
What school do you go to?
We're all just too soft.
We are.
You know what I mean?
We are.
That's one of the reasons I'm doing this. It's a challenge. I like that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you today?
Why'd you roll your eyes when he said it was a challenge?
Because that's the kind of teacher brown-nosing I do in class. That's why he's rolling his eyes.
Right. You know, Harley guys aren't supposed to pay attention in school. You know, you're supposed to sit back there smoking a cigarette when the teacher's not looking.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wondered if Mike knew what we call middle-aged guys who learn how to ride motorcycles.
Now, I know there's a derogatory name. What is it called?
Organ donor.
All right. That's almost like calling the show with a joke.
That discussion came up during the class with the other fellow. I forgot his name, Buzz.
Yeah, I have too. I'm sorry.
He's going to be our riding instructor down there. Goody. 0.08, sir. I know this one. We were discussing that the majority of fatalities are guys over 40 and on motorcycles. So it's, you know. Hallelujah.
But are those heart related?
Hi, Mike.
Oh.
0.08, sir.
That's correct.
Hi, Mike. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Gotta break everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3 FM, Don and Mike.
Slow trip outbound 395 from King to Duke Street. Your travel lane's reported open. You'll also find delays on the northbound side just before Boundary Channel. Sears, this time of year, Saturdays seem a bit more special. It's the Super Saturday sale at Sears, where spring changes everything. I'm Michelle Hughes for Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. Warning, this message is for adults only. Warning, if you're offended by hot co-eds and bikinis, do not listen to this message. Warning, if you are pregnant, have a heart condition, or have a fat ass, do not listen. Warning, do not attend the Junkie Spring Break Party. Warning, do not be at the 930 Club on April 29. Warning, if you're a dumb schmuck, do not listen to the Junkies, and do not attempt to win tickets. Warning, the Junkie Spring Break Party is brought to you by Bud Light and Free FM 106.7 WJFK. Warning, that's it. You've been warned.
BG Products and the Junkies. Lube your car, lube your mind. BG Products, sponsors of the Junkies.
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola VTAC Razor for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two razors for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razor, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two razors with VCast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable Razor on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phones, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCast coverage and $15 per month VTech subscription required for VCast service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
Tonight on NBC. A night of great deals and great drama. It all starts with a special Wednesday, Deal or No Deal, America's wildest game show. Then, on an all-new Law & Order at its new early time, 9-8 Central, a little girl is kidnapped.
Where's that little girl? Where is she?
And for the ransom, her father's got to rob a bank.
If they have your daughter and they don't have the money, you do the math.
Finally, it's an all-new heist from the director of The Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's NBC's hot new drama where every episode gets you closer to the biggest score in history.
What if it's life or death?
I'm in.
tonight. A special deal or no deal. Law and Order at its new time and an all-new heist. Now that's a great Wednesday on NBC.
All tonight starting at 8 p.m. only on NBC4, working for you.
The following commercial is targeted exclusively to Ford truck buyers. Consumers seeking comparable offers from other manufacturers are, well, out of luck.
All right, now that we got that cleared up, here's a one-time offer for those of you actively seeking a Ford truck. Right now, Battlefield Ford in Manassas has brand-new 2006 Ford Rangers for just $99.99. No, that's not a speech impediment. Battlefield will actually sell Ford Rangers with automatic and AC for just $99.99. Now, that's a deal. Battlefield will also sell every F-Series pickup, every Explorer, even Ford Fusions for thousands below cost. Now, the folks at Battlefield love a good sale, but they're not crazy. So this offer will expire Friday, March 31st. This one's for you, Ford truck buyers. Brand new Ranger pickups, $99.99. Only at Battlefield Ford, off Route 28 on Mathis Avenue in Manassas. Plus tax, tax-free, $2.99 processing fee. Three of this price includes all incentives and military rebates. Some through FSCC. May not reflect my own.
At Lowe's, we know how excited people get about power equipment.
Are we there yet?
No, not yet.
Which is why we're giving you great deals on selected John Deere, Troy-Bilt, and Husqvarna riding and push mowers.
Ooh, are we there now?
No.
Okay. How about now?
Easy.
Troy-Bilt mowers with Honda engines are a great value and are only available at Lowe's. And Lowe's has the largest selection of any national retailer of John Deere. And they're backed by John Deere in-home service.
Are we there now?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Really? Because you said...
We're almost there.
So whether you need tillers, trimmers, or tractors, Lowe's is the number one destination for outdoor power equipment.
Okay, we're here.
Oh, drop me off in front.
We're going to park the car first like normal people.
Okay. Are we parked yet?
No.
Can I get out now?
Not yet.
Can I get out now?
Not yet.
Can I?
No.
Can I?
Almost.
Are you listening to me?
I can't wait to get inside.
Offer ends May 6th. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any outdoor power equipment purchase of $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through May 29th. See store for special financing details.
My husband and I made this decision to purchase from Jared. And we will continue to purchase at Jared.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Lorraine Melton, talks about finding the perfect ring.
That's Jared.
I was blown away by the selection and the quality of the diamonds and this anniversary band. They took the time to educate me on the 4Cs. And purchasing a diamond is a very, very important decision. It's an investment.
Jared will amaze you with their fabulous selection of diamond rings. Say I forever do with their 3-stone diamond rings and anniversary bands, priced from $549.99 to $9,000.
My experience with Jared has been absolutely fabulous. I think it's just a wonderful store. I get compliments all the time. Where did you get that diamond? I said, oh, go to Jared.
It can only be Jared.
In Waldorf, Maryland at Waldorf Marketplace on Westbury Road. Also near Dulles Town Center by Tyson's Corner in Fairfax at Arundel Mills and near Towson Shopping Center.
Here's a question. What are you worth? I mean, what are you worth in the job market? What skills and knowledge do you possess that create value for a company? Do you have what it takes for employers to pay you $65,000 a year on average? Do you have what it takes to start right out of school making $30,000 or $40,000 a year? Have you positioned yourself in the fastest growing industry rated by the United States federal government? Good questions, tough answers. If you're stuck making less than $45,000 a year with no way to increase your income, it's time to visit computertraining.com. Log on to their website at www.computertraining.com and find out why their graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note up front that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into their new Microsoft XP program. To learn more, visit www.computertraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's computertraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today.
Yeah, that's a rather large lady singing about Verizon Online DSL's $14.95 a month offer. That means the deal is almost over. In fact, you'll only have till April 14th to get Verizon's lowest price ever for high-speed DSL up to 768 kilobits per second. Call 1-800-PICK-DSL and get yours for as low as $14.95 a month when you sign up for a year. That's 1-800-PICK-DSL. But call today, once this rather large lady stops singing. The curtain's coming down on this deal for good. Verizon.
Verizon.
Verizon reminds you to always download legally. $14.95 a month rate available for new Verizon residential 768 kilobits per second DSL customers. 1-year commitment required. $79 early termination fee applies. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Additional monthly supplier, FUSF recovery charge, and applicable taxes may apply. Other terms and conditions apply. Offer expires 4/14/06.
At Bertucci's, our chefs have a passion for creating great Italian dishes from their favorite fresh ingredients, which is probably why our guests have their favorites too. Some simply enjoy a different dish every time, while others can't get enough of their own favorites, like the fettuccine with shrimp and peas, or the chicken marsala, chicken fillets sautéed with mushrooms and marsala wine. Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Come in for your passport to Bertucci's. After 5 visits, your next great dish is on us.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and 2 nights at a Las Vegas strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 866-95-LUCKY. That's 866-95-LUCKY. For the time of your life, 866-95-LUCKY.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Gere is a real hero of mine.
Sting. Sting will be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Thanks, Sonny. And by the way, don't forget, for all things going on, Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. And you can catch up on all the things you may have missed over the past few weeks. Don and Mike returning April 3rd, so don't forget about that. We're all looking forward to that. And, oh yeah, if you find my picture on the website, click on that. And you'll go to my website, joeardinger.com. So, let's get back into it. It's time for a game. Looky here. It's time for a brand new game called Hard and Soft. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Now, let's set this up.
Yes, Hard and Soft.
Excuse me. Set up this game. Hard and Soft. And this is a game where you, the audience, and I know you're going to love this on so many levels. You, the audience, who don't get to play the game, still have a chance to screw it up so these other people have a harder time to win the game.
Okay.
Explain it to you right now. We'll let, I think, 4 people play at one time.
All right.
First, let's meet each of them. Oh, and Rob, I'm going to need to conference all 4 of these together.
Yeah,
all right, let's start right here with whoever's on this phone. Hi, what's your name?
Right.
Wright is your name?
Name, please.
Phil.
Phil Wright.
Phil?
Yes.
Phil
okay. Connor?
Phil, are you... Phil?
And... Yeah. Okay, and Phil, thanks a lot.
He's out.
Yeah.
That's just as well. That was a DA.
Where is my doo-doo? There it is. My doo-doo.
Send me a bill.
Okay, I'll send you the bill.
Thanks, Duke.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there. Are you on a hard line?
I am.
Beautiful. And do you have a cell phone in your
hand?
In my hand. Okay.
Well, what's your name?
Diana.
Diana, stand by for action. I'll come back to you in a moment.
Very good.
Let's go to this line, see who this is. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Kenny.
Kenny, where are you from?
Indianapolis.
Kenny, are you on a hard line?
Yes, I am.
Cell phone in your hand?
It's right there.
Hold on, please.
Very good.
And here's our... Well, it's just 3 players. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul. Where are you from, Paul?
Ontario, Canada.
Yeah. Okay, now don't be afraid to say that.
Yeah, be proud.
Don't be afraid to say that.
Paul, you're going to be able to pay attention. This is a game we're playing.
I got it. I'm in.
Are you focused, Paul?
I am totally focused.
Are you on a hard line?
The hardest line.
Okay. Let me put you
on
hold.
He's going to be trouble, I'm sure.
Rob, conference all of these people together, please.
I hope I don't disconnect the guy from Canada.
Come on,
man.
Come
we
on.
All do.
Screw up my new game here.
Yeah, don't screw up again.
All right, so let's see. We have Diana, Kenny, and Paul.
I'm here.
Okay, are you all there?
Yes.
Diana, you're here.
I am.
Kenny, you're here.
Yes.
Paul.
Yep.
Now, here's the game. Paul's trouble.
Paul?
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think you're good, Paul.
I am.
But you're going to get to try. The game is hard and soft.
Hard.
Now, you're playing for the trip to Fort Myers, Florida from DeltaVacations.com. Not until I tell you, but when I tell you, each of you will call a friend of yours on your cell phone, and we will hear you call them on your cell phone, and we will hear you say to them, in order for me to win a contest, you must call the Don and Mike request line at 877-365-3636. We will keep each of you on the line live as we take calls from other listeners. Whichever one, and you can't give your friend a heads up on this. You understand what I'm saying? So right now, each of you, while we're on the telephone, dial a number into your cell phone and call a friend of yours. Right now. For the people on the phone, I'm talking now, Diana,
Kenny, and Paul. You're having them dial a friend.
Call a friend right now.
They're going to get the friend on the cell phone right now as they're on the hard line.
It's a contest on the Don and Mike show.
So yeah, here's Diana, who has reached her friend.
I've reached my husband.
Okay. Hey, Tom.
And that sounds like Paul.
On the Don and Mike show.
Oh, okay. But I can win a trip to Florida.
Okay.
Now, here's what you have to do. Tell each of them.
Are they all, do they all have to get through to their friend?
Yes. Here's what we have to find out first.
No, no. You got to hang on with me.
Diana.
I'm here.
Diana, who will you be playing with?
My husband, Greg.
Okay, your husband, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Kenny, who will you be playing with?
I'm working on it right now. Not too many friends around.
Kenny doesn't have a friend.
Kenny can't find a friend.
Kenny cannot call a friend.
On the show, they're calling me Diana.
But Paul, Paul, you've reached your friend?
I have.
Hold on, what did you say? On the show, we're calling her Diana?
Yeah.
Why is that? Did you want to use that?
Because my name is Deanna, and it's just easier for me to say Diana.
Oh, okay. Oh. And Paul in Ontario.
Yeah.
Paul, do you have someone on your line?
I do.
And who is that?
His name is Tom. He's my brother.
Tom, your brother. Okay.
Brother Tom!
And now let's go to Kenny. Yeah. Have you been able to call anybody on your cell phone?
I'm working on it right now. Hang in there.
Kenny, I'm going to tell you something, Kenny.
All right.
You are...
One more try.
Okay, last chance for Kenny.
Who are you trying, Kenny?
I'm going to try my buddy Joe.
Your buddy Joe.
Joe.
Sounds Joe. Promising.
That's a name that's always worked for us.
Yes.
Joe. Okay, come on, Kenny.
All right, it's ringing.
Of course it's ringing now. Of course it's ringing. You'll get right to voicemail, probably. And Kenny, any luck?
It's Kenny. Available.
What?
I'm getting them now.
Oh, they're getting him now?
Yeah.
All right, then we'll give Slow Kenny a chance.
Slow Kenny.
To catch up.
Hey, Joey, I need you to do me a favor.
It's a 1-in-3 shot hit.
I'm trying to win a radio contest.
Okay.
All right, so Kenny's got his friend Joe.
Now.
Paul's got his brother, and
now,
Diana's got her husband.
All three contestants, stand by for your
800.
Hold on, shut up. That's not the number.
All right.
We're going to have you call a number, and the first one to get through.
Hold on a second.
They're going to give me a number. I'll give it to you.
I got a pen and paper.
They're all focused.
All three of you at the same time will tell your person to call 877-365-3636.
Can I get him to call the Canadian line?
Yeah.
Right. Or Canadian guy?
Or Canada guy, 800-636-1067.
Do they call right now, Donna Mike?
Yes, they call right now.
Call right now.
And here's the deal.
Call right now.
We're going to ask all of our other listeners to call right now as well for a phone scan.
Okay.
Yes, get in their way.
Drop me. Call in.
Yes, that's what you have to do immediately. They must immediately hang up with you and try to call us.
Right.
Now.
Got it.
Tell them to do it and be gone.
All right.
Get them off the phone.
Call now. Phone jeopardy.
And what we do is we keep the three of you now on the line until one of your people manages to get through.
First one to get through
wins the trip to Florida.
But
keep in mind, you're calling your friends, your spouses will be calling at the same time as all the other little brains.
Right.
And incidentally, if they're calling right now, they're going to get nothing but busy signal because the little brains are calling on every one of the lines.
And don't attempt to cheat on this because it's very simple. We will get the inside phone numbers from Diana, Kenny, and Paul to verify that you indeed are the person you say you are.
So don't
attempt to screw it up.
You are correct, sir. But, what, Bud?
I'm just going to say they do have to get through all the little brains who are trying to call and tell us what chronic is.
Yes. whatever it is that you LBs want to talk about.
Right.
Go ahead and do it.
Right.
But the point is, while you're calling, we're going going to have all three of these people, Diana, Kenny, and Paul, on the super secret line.
Uh-huh. And whoever gets to first, Diana's husband, Kenny's friend Joe, or Paul's brother,
he wins.
They win the trip to Fort Myers.
They win the trip to Fort Myers.
Cool.
And, of course, the reason for you out there to call is...
Trying.
I mean, you are, you know, little brain. Yeah. Call. It's a regular phone scan.
Now, we've got these three on hold. Are they going to let us know when their friend gets through?
Oh, no, see, here is the beauty of this.
We're going to take the calls.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. All right.
And eventually, one of them will say, now, do we remember that?
I have... you can say, identify...
Sure.
They should identify themselves, and we can tell them all this. Identify yourself as Diana's husband, Kenny's friend Joe, or Paul's brother.
Well, I'm sure they'll say... Whatever.
Brother Tom.
Brother Tom. I'm sure they'll say...
Oh, that's right, Tom.
I'm sure they'll say whatever they're going to say.
And Greg is Diana's husband.
And we'll figure it out when we get back. And everybody calling, remember, every time that we take a call from someone else and you get on the air for the phone scan, that means, well, these people don't win.
Yes.
And if we get to the end of the phone scan and these people don't get through, then I guess some random caller will get them.
Oh, cool. So you're trying to block them.
That's right. See? And it's really a question of, well, it's like American Idol. Uh-huh. You know, you just call and vote.
Yeah, and it's a question of making it, struggling through the herd.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like American Idol. You call and then you vote and then, you know, the guy that you think should get blown out doesn't get blown out. Then the girl who's like Barbara Streisand, and she's there. I mean, you can't figure it out.
And the phone company gets rich.
Michaela. So everybody understands this.
Sorry, Travis.
So we're now going to put Diana, Kenny, and Paul on hold.
Good.
Sorry.
So stand by, players.
On hold.
Players. Good luck to Diana, Kenny, and Paul.
And now, you know, Joe, before we do this, hit that master button that clears out all the phone lines.
Oh, so, you know, actually, one of them might have even gotten through, but now we're going to wipe them all out.
They might have. And we'll just, okay, now, unhit it, Joe.
Unhit it.
Because right now it looks like dead. All right, so all of those phone lines have just been cleared.
Mm-hmm. And they're being reactivated as we speak.
Let's check with Diana first.
Three shots, you're trying.
Hold on, Diana. What, Joe?
They blew up.
What do you mean they blew up?
When I use that button, when there's that much traffic, they can be blown up.
The phone
now
line?
I have to reset them.
So what? You're killing...
Well, they're ringing now.
What, you're killing our show.
They're ringing now.
I didn't quite understand that.
They're ringing now.
Well, my screen is frozen up.
Yours is?
Simply a reset. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Simple reset.
Okay, that's all. Joe will reset.
We'll start the calls after the break. Let's just check with Diana. Diana? Hello, Diana?
Diana, are you there?
Are you guys touching anything back there?
Joe, when you reset the phones, does it reset the analog lines as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Do we have line? Do we have a phone number to get to our contestants?
Oh. Did you just hang up on all the people that are on the phone playing the goddamn game, Joe?
Okay, look.
It's a master switch.
Yes, okay, the other phones are working now, but what about these?
The people that we have on hold, Diana, back. Kenny, and Paul.
Hello, Paul?
Hello.
Okay, Paul is still there. Thank goodness. And let's see. Kenny?
Yep.
Okay, he's still there.
Good.
And Diana?
I'm here.
Oh, thank God. Oh, what a relief.
All right, Joe. What? What? Okay, wait, hold on a second. Hit one of these lines.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's see if it works.
No, it says, no, it's not. No, the phone system is not operating, Joe. What are you doing?
He's resetting.
Touch screens for guys with big Fred Flintstone hands like we all have.
Right.
They're the worst.
This is why.
And now we're back to the goddamn weather bug.
This is why we should never work at Ben again.
Why do we have a weather bug on that touch screen?
I don't know.
For the weather.
I really.
You almost sound like Kirstie Alley there.
Chocolate cake!
You see that commercial she does?
Yeah.
You made chocolate
cake!
Took a Florida hair.
What, Diana?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just telling my husband to keep trying.
Keep trying, yes. Yes, tell him not to lose faith.
Right. Oh, I see. But hold on. Is he using a hard line to call us?
Does it work?
Because I was saying
That's fine, right? That's legal?
That's acceptable. Yeah. Correct. Okay.
Whatever works.
Joe, we're going to check these lines to see if they're working. Okay? There we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did I make it on?
Who is this?
Yeah, that's all we care about. The lines are working.
Oh, yeah. That could have been somebody.
Oh, it might have been.
Oh, you trickster, you.
Might have been somebody.
So, wouldn't be any fun if it was the first person through.
So let's see. Diane, hold on. So if everybody gets this, it's Diana, Kenny, and Paul.
I'm thinking that might have been Paul's brother, Tom.
Brother Tom!
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes. Hey, did
not make it through.
Hey, I'm stupid. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
Good afternoon. Your accident is southbound 95 in Virginia, just before Route 1, the Woodbridge area. Should be clear to the left shoulder. You're looking at delays from 644. Also outbound 395. Very slow now from Edsel, trying to get past that incident on southbound 95. Sears, this time of year, Saturdays seem a bit more special. It's the Super Saturday sale at Sears, where spring changes everything. Your sale ends 4106. I'm Michelle Hughes for Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 FreeFM.com.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
Oh, that's gross.
On Friday, from the people who brought you to...
The worms are in their brain!
Slither.
They're tearing me apart!
Chicken hardcore. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday. Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their Slithermost secrets from a film.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps, 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive. Farish Jeep.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network. No question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Right here. Right there. What is Nissan now? Its bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. Its athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Transport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. Its awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
Let me tell you about secrets. Secrets are fine for the CIA. They're great for surprise birthday parties. But secrets aren't for car service.
when you take your car to get the oil change or have preventive maintenance done, you don't want any secrets. You don't want some guy in a jumpsuit to hop in your car, be gone for 3 hours while you sit in the waiting room reading a 1997 dog show digest, then come back and give you a bill that'll make you faint. Put your foot down. No secrets. If there's service to be done, you want to know what it is. You want to give the approval, the okay, the thumbs up. That's how we work at Jiffy Lube. It's called a service review. Our trained technicians take you through what your vehicle manufacturer recommends, then wait for your approval to do it. Secrets are for holiday gifts, for anniversary surprises. They're not for car maintenance. For oil changes and preventive maintenance, nobody does it like Jiffy Lube.
Stop by Jiffy Lube for an oil change today. With no appointment needed and over 25 years of reliable service, why go anywhere else? Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Nancy. Eric in the store today?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's at the Crawford Expo in New York till tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. All right, I'll just get with him later.
Morning, everyone.
Eric. Oh, I thought you were in New York.
Well, let me check my schedule. Yep, I am.
But you're here in Chicago.
That's right, I am.
So you've cloned yourself?
Cloned myself. No, I'm just in two places at once.
What?
Yeah, I figured it out yesterday. Been getting twice as much done ever since. You slackers ought to try it.
But isn't that, you know, impossible?
Yeah. Kevin, you were looking for me?
Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done without having to break the laws of the physical universe. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. Get the Bank of America Visa Business Check Card. It's easy. Just stop by your nearest branch and order your card today. Bank of America. Higher standards. Member FDIC.
Tonight on NBC, a night of great deals and great drama. It all starts with a special Wednesday, Deal or No Deal, America's wildest game show. Then, on an all-new Law & Order, at its new early time, 9, 8 Central, a little girl is kidnapped.
Where's that little girl? Where is she?
And for the ransom, her father's got to rob a bank.
If they have your daughter and they don't have the money, you do the math.
Finally, it's an all-new heist from the director of The Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's NBC's hot new drama where every episode gets you closer to the biggest score in history.
What if it's life or death? I'm in.
Tonight, a special Deal or No Deal. Law & Order at its new time and an all-new heist. Now that's a great Wednesday on NBC.
All tonight, starting at 8 p.m., only on NBC4, working for you.
I get asked this question a lot. What kind of weed and feed should I put down in the spring to kill dandelions? It's simple. The kind that sticks to the dandelions and kills to the root. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company. Don't give ugly weeds a chance to dig in and take over your lawn. Put down Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2 right now. Its patented small particles stick like glue to the dandelions. That's crucial if you want your weed and feed to penetrate and kill all the way down to the root. That's the rule of thumb. If it's going to kill, it's got to stick. Remember, you don't want those big particles that don't stick and don't work. Plus, Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2 gives your lawn that famous deep turf builder feeding, an essential step for a lush, green, weed-free lawn. Just go to Scotts.com and learn how easy it is to get your best lawn ever. This is the weekend to mount your plan of attack against dandelions. So stick with a product that sticks to the dandelions. Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
We're on the web at 10673fm.com.
The Don and Mike Show. WKOK.
Don and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Wow, that was a loud song to come in with. Flagpole sitter. Wow, I can barely hear myself. Anyway, who am I? I'm Joe Ardinger with you for the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning April 3rd, next Monday. So, let's get back into the best of. Now, they previewed a new game. It's a very convoluted game, but it's a really great game. It's called Hard and Soft. We've got more of it right here on the best of Don and Mike.
We're taking phone calls now, is the way it's going to be.
Don't you have something to do?
Yes! It's a phone scan.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that soon.
Yeah. Just keeping in mind that while you're calling, here's Diane, or Deanna.
Deanna.
Is it Deanna?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, is your husband still trying to call?
I sure hope so.
Okay, hold on a second. And then here is Kenny.
Yeah.
Is your friend, your brother, who's calling for you, Kenny?
Kenny's buddy Joe.
Friend Joe.
Buddy
okay,
Joe.
Hold on a second, we'll get back to you. And then there's the guy in Ontario, Canada, Paul.
How's your brother Tom doing, Paul?
I'm sure. I'm hoping he's calling you.
Brother Tom.
Okay.
Let's ask Judge, what do you think of Brother Tom?
I thought that's what it was.
What, in Canada? Correct.
Well, we ain't going in looking guilty.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Right, Judge.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Oh, there you're getting mad now.
Okay, phone scan. If one of those people's relatives or friends gets through on the phone scan,
right,
they win the trip to Florida. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good night, my name.
Don and Mike, it's good. I'm not who you're looking for.
Okay. Well, hi, you're on the air.
Well, what can we do for you? Any particular reason? Were you calling just to block those people out?
Pretty much, and I'm sitting on the beltway in dead traffic.
So. All right, thank you, my friend.
You
hello,
can do that.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, phone scan. Hi.
Yes, I was just hearing all this stuff about this contest. It's just it's making me feel, you know, really blue.
Hey, this is not the place you call with the blues, okay? Change your shirt!
Change your shirt, hello. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Don and Mike,
yes.
How you fellas doing?
He will even allow that at this early juncture of the phone scan. Well, all right, Buzz, if you you demand
it's
Buzz.
The rule.
Well, Buzz.
It's Buzz that cut that guy loose. We have rules for a reason.
He demanded it, and you demand. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Richard was in Dale City, Virginia.
You're Richard in Dale City, Virginia?
Yeah.
Hi, Richard.
Yeah, Dick, what can we do for you?
Nothing.
Why'd you call, Richard?
Mike, I hung up on him.
Oh, dear.
But you know that now because you heard the sound. It reminds me, I'm watching the Rich Eisen show.
You still can't cut him loose, can
you? You're the only one.
I like the show. I like the NFL. And he's got on Hugh Douglas from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
And it's a thing where the camera's in Philadelphia.
Is that the father and my three sons?
No, that's a different, that was
Stephen Douglas.
Stephen Douglas. Charlie, Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Chip.
We used to do a great bit of that one on the set of My Three Sons.
Steve, I'm giving Robbie a bath.
And it was always when the boys were grown up, and even when the one had the triplets, he would still be bathed by Uncle Charlie.
Steve, you can't unlock this door, Steve. I'm Uncle Charlie, and I'm giving Robbie his third bath. Of the day.
From My Three Sons. And the guy, it was Fred McMurray, and he played...
Stephen Douglas.
Right. Stephen Douglas.
And his sons, Chip, Robbie, and Ernie.
Chip, Robbie, and Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up, bro?
Oh, so Hugh Douglas is on the Rich Eisen show.
Yes.
And as he says, let's go with the NFL cam to Philadelphia. And he goes, hey, Dick. And Rich Eisen said... I hope that's a term of endearment. And Hugh Douglas said something like, yeah, well, you know, it's Richard, Rich. I'm just cutting it down.
You think he was working him a little bit?
How you doing, Dick? Got him, Dick Eisen.
And Rich Eisen didn't really really cotton to that, did he?
No, he didn't ad-lib well with that.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, did you happen to watch American Idol? You know, that Jenna Chastain. Did you notice how her mustache just... mysteriously disappeared right before she got booted off.
Hold on, which Which one is she?
The little 17-year-old black gal. She had.
I didn't notice that she had a mustache. I didn't notice she had a mustache.
Ask Joe. He even noticed it.
Okay, I'll ask Joe. That doesn't matter
now because she's gone.
American Idol expert Joe.
She's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I don't give a damn how y'all are doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys, though.
Yes.
Do y'all still play the big lie, or is that not allowed in the new FCC age?
Oh, come on, get it. We do it all the time, please. Hello, you can lie anytime. This is America.
We're lying now.
All we care about are our breasts and buttocks and genitals. That's all we care about. You can lie all the time.
That's right. We're lying now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson. I'm sorry I missed my court appearance. I was examining the prosecution's next witness.
A dumbass amateur.
Hello. There's the judge. He doesn't like that.
Don Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
I'm
just calling to block those other people.
Yeah, see, and still no luck for these people with the contest going
Thank
on.
Thank you, Northern California.
Hello. Negatory, Mike.
Oh, that you didn't have to say that. No. Just, you could have just humored me, Don.
Okay,
you
Mike.
Know, really.
All right.
Just let me hate.
It was not only in the area code, it was right in downtown Sacramento.
Thank you very much.
Right downtown, right by that theater we played at.
I knew it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. Hello, you are on the air. Oh, my God, it's us. It's us on the radio.
It's a challenge for some people.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, this is Diane's husband.
This is not Diane's husband.
First of all, it's Diana.
No, it's Diane. I just call her Diane.
What? No. What's your first name?
Debbie.
Wrong. What's your first name?
Let me just double check.
Diana?
If I can take him to Florida, sure.
Oh, really?
Diana, this is... Oh, look at Buzzmaster.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Talk of the walks to them.
Okay, hey. Hi, you might remember me as Diana's husband.
All right, hold on, Diana, and you get out of here.
I'm Diana's husband, and we're flying away together.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
God. Hello? Please, everybody, no, you're killing us with that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just wanted to wish those people good luck because I'm sitting here at work on all three lines calling your show because if I can't go to Florida, they can't go to Florida.
See, there
Aren't you
go.
Sweet?
Yeah. Now, hold on. If you mentioned you're at the office, I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Because very rarely do I go from any feedback that anybody gives us because, you know, who the hell knows what to do on the show.
Right.
But the webmaster tells me that in the last 2 days, we've got from across America, seriously, over 1,000 emails with people saying, please stop playing the sound effect of the email thing. Does that bother you in your office?
No. Actually, I think that when you hang up on them, you should do like a door slam to give it more of an effect.
But does that sound that Don just played, does that bother you?
Every once in a while, I check my computer to see if I got email. But,
you know. Yeah, you should anyway, really.
Yeah.
I look and I think, oh, no, just the show.
I can imagine people that really do rely on email for their business. It would probably drive them insane. Now that I'm thinking of it, because every time I hear that, you know, I bounce into the office to see what's going on. We're just helping.
I think of the people in the cars, though. That's right. Who all I think about is the hard workers in their cars.
Right.
They can't get email in their cars.
The hard workers in the cars. The people that are actually coming home early. Right?
Yeah. No, Mike, not coming home early. The people who maybe go to work early.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
people who hold this country together.
Yes. From Northern California.
Not with your Playboy nightclub. Club hours. You and your cat o' nine tails.
My Playboy hours.
That's right.
Playboy after dark.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Night time is the right time, Don.
Well, you love the nightlife.
I love the boogie.
All the disco round.
Hi.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Yeah, I hate you all.
You hate us all?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're listening and you're calling.
I love you guys.
Yeah, no.
Hey, I thought so.
We hate you.
Listen tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
On the topic of American Idol, I was wondering what you all think about Michaela.
You mean the Streisand girl?
Yeah, I think she looks like a man dressed as a woman.
I think she is odd looking.
I want to tell you this about
her. She got the bunny eyes.
When they showed the tapes of her auditioning, and I know she's like 16, so I don't want to creep anybody out. Well, she's hot. She's hot, and I think that...
Don't you think she got bunny eyes?
I don't know. I think it's the lips.
Her eyes are...
I have a hard time looking at her eyes, frankly, because of her nose.
But she's got...
I mean, she's got that Barbara Streisand nose thing, and her eyes almost her get eyes that are cross-eyed thing going.
Yeah, and they're so small, they look...
Cross.
What's that?
They're what? Not cross.
They're not cross?
Rob, I believe they are. No, you're not the expert on everything, Rob.
What?
Too much eye makeup.
Oh, my God.
I like the country girl.
Him and cross-eyed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'll tell you who I like.
I like the country girl.
I like the girl that sang the Otis Redding song. She had on Green. Oh, try a little tenderness.
Yeah, she's good.
I'm telling you, that's the winner.
It's going to be between her and the country girl for the finals. I think that the rocker Bo is going to go to the finals.
And if anybody was watching last night in high def, Constantine's teeth are absolutely an off shade of yellow vomit green.
He is not a pleasant guy to look at.
Boy, that guy just looks like a booger waiting to be picked.
Good luck to you, Ash, Jim.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. I need Rob to sign off on a patent for me.
A patent on what?
The Spiwackamole.
Okay, hello,
he loves that game.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I farted and it kind of smells of Rob's breath.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. Still no one's gotten through for this contest, not Diana or Kenny or Paul. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz is definitely the least tragically white. I hate you guys for not knowing what chronic is. I'm going skateboarding.
All right.
Okay.
Protect your knees.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Tom from Buffalo, and I'm just trying to block everybody else.
Rob's got good a job. Sound for you.
I love that to people that are blogging this out.
Sea blockers.
You know, we can continue this.
Call
even after the phones again. We're still with the first person to get through, but it's fun with everybody trying.
Tell you when Rob hits E above high C when he does
yeah.
that.
Yeah. High C.
High C.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'm calling from Sacramento.
And for that, thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, gentlemen, I have a question for Rob.
Hold on, let's ask John Wayne, excuse me.
Let's ask Judge Melville.
As my Mexican friend said.
What did his Mexican friend say?
I just got a whole bunch of new tapes.
Dying
I just got a whole bunch of new tapes.
Did he finish that thought?
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
He's talking about something. We're not sure, Judge Melville.
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about Rob?
Yes, I was wondering, is Rob still a Caprice man?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, but Rob, do you own one?
Yes, a matter of fact, I just did a significant amount of work on my Caprice.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Caprice Classic.
It's a fine automobile.
Listen, you can find out more about that at maxime.com.
And he's wearing Caprice.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. You know, not only a great name for you, but also a great name for a feminine product.
I'm just picturing Rob in a gray Nehru jacket right now.
Maxime.
And we put the fake scar.
Yeah, right there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan.
Lucky Lotto winner. Just got out of my car. Got through.
Okay, hold on. I had to delete out what happened to you, but good luck on that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but you're not winning anything.
Oh, darn.
He's a winner.
No, I think most likely his... I got to be careful. His area is the winner. His stomach is
well, yeah, that can be. I mean, sometimes you can have one that is so good that you feel good. That way. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, it's lucky that it happened in that order.
Right. Yes.
Because if he hadn't gotten out of the car yet,
it'd be like a scene from Jackass.
Right.
I don't know why that movie's on
the lottery ticket.
You in that movie?
I know.
And just
we had to hit the dump button. And there you go. That's all you need to know. Is that a guy called? It was a story about a lottery ticket.
Was it Mark Addy
having a good day? Yes, it was. And then
never makes it.
Going to the bathroom.
Yes.
Which apparently all happened right at the same time for that guy.
Well, usually everything happens at once for me too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Maryland sucks. Kentucky rules. Woo!
Yes, it's Final Four time. I couldn't be more excited.
Catch it.
It's the FIVA.
FIVA. Hello, Don and Mike Show. FIVA.
Madness.
FIVA.
We go down to Dream Nightclub. We're all sorts of cheerleaders from the ACC have gathered.
What can we do for ye?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
When's the big voice coming back?
Maybe never.
You never know.
Leave the driving to us. That reminds me of the ACC tournament today. My kid's school, Clemson, beat Maryland. Beat those choking dogs again.
So they will continue.
Yeah, they will move on. And, you know, what was I going to talk about him the other day? I remember he is doing a... he's a communications major now.
Right.
There's a shock.
Right.
And had to do a speech about the FCC.
Ooh.
And it was a speech where he couldn't give any actual opinion.
Oh.
He just had to quote other people, state the case. And as he was telling me about this speech and what he presented to his professor into the class, I was getting mad at him.
Yeah.
Because
he was being too objective?
Yes. He was like, I said, hold on, stop. Because he's telling me something he said about Fox Broadcasting taking on the FCC. I said, Bart, the problem with this is that the FCC will not say what's right and wrong. They will only say, do it, and we'll tell you when it's wrong.
Right.
There's no grace. He said, Dad, I know. And that's what the FCC is saying. And I guess that's what they're coming out and saying now to these people. Listen, there is a line. Well, it's everything we've been through a thousand times.
Yes.
But it's funny that the battles that we have fought on the show, now my kid's down there, and so I said to him, you know, not that I'm looking for anything, but I said, you know, you happen to mention in your speech, you know, I'm certainly not, Marie Antoinette, you know, cutting someone's head off, let them eat cake. I'm not a big free rights, I am for free rights, free speech. I'm for free pizza on Tuesdays.
You almost slipped there.
Almost.
You almost let your true colors come through there.
Almost.
I am against any type of rights for humanity.
Well, go ahead, my way. But I did say, you know, I'm not a champion of free speech, but, you know, gosh. Uncle Mike and I have been fined by the FCC before, and unfairly, I believe. Did you bring that up in class? And just absolutely. No. Why would I do that?
I guess he couldn't do that because he'd lose his objectivity.
No, I said you could do that. And he said, yeah, but I would just say that you and Mike got fined by the FCC. I said, right, and then you would say that it's not fair. And he said, no, I can't say that.
Then he'd get an F on that because
right.
It sounds to me, is it a broadcast journalism class? Because it sounds to me like they're teaching him objectivity and how to report and cover something without, you know, really taking one side or the other.
And then I think tonight his TV
his
student access TV show is on tonight.
Oh, cool.
So I guess it's whatever Thursday night is the night when kids do this. And I said to him, you know, what's your show like? And it's funny you mentioned the movie Jackass, because every time he told me what he and his friend had done for this TV show that'll run on the in-campus thing,
right.
Everything he told me, I said, well, that sounds like Jackass. He said, it's nothing like Jackass. Said, wait a minute. You're putting on a big, gigantic suit, and you're running into a store, and you're saying awful things just to see people's reactions. Dad, it's not like Jackass.
Yeah. Isn't it more like Bonsai?
Bonsai!
Visa, betting, quick, betting ends now.
Betting to end now.
Bonsai!
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
I am caller 100.
Get out of here, please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Anyway, about my kid, sometimes he just flips me out that he will be 20.
Yeah.
He'll be 20 years old in 2 weeks. And maybe he's finally turning the corner. I mean, our discussions that we're having recently are much more almost man on man.
No, he's growing up, and he's probably a lot of things that he rolled his eyes about, he's probably seeing now make sense.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
No?
Not necessarily.
He's just more, well, then I'm confused.
He's more pleasant to chat with. You know, we still have our discussions about what time he would get up in the day
and
what he's doing. And
there more respect now?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Because, I mean, that's the timetable, usually. That's when I started, I just started appreciating my folks more when I was in my sophomore year. I remember
it. I think it has a lot to do with, he's met a very nice girl.
And you bet your butt.
Absolutely.
Make a difference.
Very nice girl. And I think next week sometime we're going to have to do like a Meet the Fockers thing. Meet her, or meet her parents, or... Uh-huh. Some crazy thing like that.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I was always, you know, obviously my kids are far away from that age when I'm going to have to deal with that. But have you ever just let the comedy gene go wild and think about what you might do just as a pure goof if you had to meet her parents?
Leave your Hawaiian shirt open.
Yeah, just put a Hawaiian shirt on, a plaid jacket, you know, and just like.
I'm already sure that that's the way that if I'm not being portrayed, that I'm positive my son is portraying me, or that I'm perceiving these people will see me as, because the first thing they'll do is go to the website and they'll, you know, and you know, of course they'll click on something like Us with Tom Gavin,
right?
And they go, well, I, you know, what is this?
Can I give you the outfit? Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it from the shoes all the way up to the full outfit.
Okay.
All right? Zip on boots. The little half boot that you zip on.
Oh,
you
know, like the Larry King?
Larry King
okay,
boots.
Okay, I'm with you.
The full Francis from Pee-wee's Big Adventure jumpsuit with the belt, you know, the blue belt that you have where it's a one piece like his father wore.
And it's like a work
with your initials
thing.
Monogrammed on it.
Yeah.
And then a hair parted to the side with Elvis Presley sunglasses.
Okay. Greetings.
Hi there. How are you? Welcome to my home.
Either that or a blue blazer with an undershirt, pajama bottoms, and sandals.
Hi. And I'm sure that whatever I say, it'll be... my perception is that they will view it as I'm Carrot Top.
Have you met this young lady yet?
No. I meet her, I guess, next week sometime. Mm-hmm. Oh, and last night on Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno. Yeah, that's who we had telling the jokes last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Carrot Top.
Oh, it was Carrot Top?
Yeah. Oh. Carrot Top, come on.
My friend Gallagher's not going to like that.
No. Yeah. Can't tell Michael Jackson jokes. Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Jay?
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. Yeah. I got a car.
Jay Leno.
Hello. Donna Mike Show.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Laugh loud.
Sure, it's funny to you.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, hey, it's Brother Tom.
Is this Brother Tom from Canada?
I'm calling from Ottawa.
What's your brother's name?
Schmo.
Oh,
see. See, the game is still going on. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. How you doing, Don and Mike? This is John from Ocean City.
Okay, come on, stop asking how we're doing.
Hey, Don, wonder if Buzz could, on the side, check out U.S. B as in boy, D as in David, T as
in... Hold on. Yeah. Before you give out the website, what's the website for?
Oh, that's U.S. Beer Drinking Team.
Oh, we've seen it. We know the captain.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Tell Big Don to call for his own plug. Right. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
I mean, he's welcome to. Don can call for the plug anytime.
Man, we don't just dole out free plugs on the show.
No, we don't.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
St. Patrick's Day next week.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have to worry about getting a crowd that night. Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Never hurts to be too careful, Don.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
This is the Marine that won the trip to Tampa last week.
Yes, sir.
I do not want no Mexico North crossing my borders.
You what?
You don't want no what?
No Mexico North crossing my borders.
I think he would be protesting that we have a Canadian in the competition.
No one's winning yet. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Didn't Rob get his start with you guys doing Jimmy Stewart imitations on call-ins?
Yes.
Can you do one for us?
No, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Don, all you need to do is wear that outfit you have on the website with a little sailor hat, refer to yourself in the third person, and refer to yourself as Skippy.
Okay. Skippy don't play like that. That's pretty good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, did you wash your ass today?
Hello, Don and Mike.
This is the second time I've gotten through.
Oh, that's going to make our contestants feel really bad.
That's bad. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I saw Don...
Who?
Joe was right about that hay thing. Yeah.
Hey,
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to know if Rob's going to use his Diners Club card when he goes to Atlantic City this weekend.
Okay, it's Players Club, not Diners Club. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mm-hmm.
Dave.
Hey.
Yeah.
No. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, hello.
Just Don and Mike?
Yeah, it is. Sure is. Well, I hope you enjoyed the visit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, want to talk to Don and Mike?
Yes.
Joe's not a name. It's an idea. Winner.
What's he doing?
I am not quite sure.
You know, he hung up before I could even get the number.
Happiness is a good cell phone.
Wants to be in show business.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Guys on the radio, but you, because you're an idiot with a little brain, are listening to the radio.
Yeah, what can we do for you, sir?
I was wondering, have you guys ever seen The Ultimate Fighter on Spike Channel?
The Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah, it's a wonderful reality show.
I think someone's getting a headache. Hold on a second. You all right, Don?
You turn it off for a second.
You know, really?
Go to hell! I mean, I don't have a witty comeback for this guy.
The first rule of Fight Channel is don't talk about Fight Channel.
Okay, that's funny, but I'm still too aggravated with this
guy. I understand.
Guy. People are calling and trying to get through to win this prize,
mm-hmm.
and we got some bonehead like you.
Well, that was the idea.
You told him to try to block.
I know, but now I'm tired of all the blocking.
We knew that would happen.
Too much blocking.
We still do not have Diane or Kenny or Paul's contacts calling us.
No. What were you calling about? Fighting championships?
He's gone. Oh, Ultimate Fighter on the Fight Channel.
He hung up. Man. They show a little emotion, they hang up.
Yeah, I know. You told him to go to hell.
Cowards.
And so he went.
Freaking cowards.
Well, don't say go to hell. You can get right on that, sir. He's halfway there.
Diana?
I'm here. I think he may have hung up on my husband.
Why? What'd he say?
He said, hi, it's the Stone and Mike.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. That's stupid.
I know.
He blew it then. Is he still trying?
I think so.
He should keep trying.
He should be. Hold on a second. We've not given away
the first thing he should say is, I'm Diana's husband.
Hello. Right. Kenny?
Yeah.
Is your friend still trying, your brother or whoever it is?
I guess he is.
That'd be Joe? I mean,
yeah, it's Joe.
You're right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to Paul in Ontario. Paul.
Hello.
Is your brother Tom still trying, Paul?
I hope so.
All right.
So do we.
Hello. Don and Mike show. We go back to the LBs. Hello.
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 How you doing?
Oh, my God. Please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Go ahead and laugh, Mike. I don't have the luxury of having a cake so that I can turn on the happy button.
I understand.
We could use that now.
I wish I had the happy button.
I know.
Oh, Christ, I want the happy button.
I'll cheer you up, though. I can cheer you up. Right. I know exactly how to cheer you up.
I'm plenty cheered up.
I know how to cheer you up, though, even more.
All right, go.
There you go. It's one gesture that always works.
Hello.
You guys are so funny.
That really, Mike, when you did that, really makes me forget how dumb these calls are.
20 years that thing's been working.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When you smell your fingers like that.
That's right.
That makes me forget how awful these calls are.
All you have to do is just, and really smell them. Doesn't it's not funny if you don't. SP.
Hey, Buzz.
Wow.
Hey, Buzz with a joke.
Hey, pretty good.
Did you get that?
There you go.
Can't be that hungry.
Yeah.
I am. Why?
Who's the best?
Mine.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, you are on the air.
How are you?
Come on, don't screw it up, honey. You know, we're okay. What can we do for you?
I'm just calling to see if you guys are actually going to kill those poor schmucks anything if any of the family members come in.
Don't you have cell phones that really are like every other word?
Does anybody understand?
Don't make a big man.
You know, get the goddamn service that works. Now I'm getting mad.
The new scramble phone.
Hi, I just wanted to ask you guys if...
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
That worked. It worked. Did I smell my fingers?
No, but you've got a move that makes me laugh automatically, too. And you don't probably even know what it is.
What is it?
I don't know. Something you've been doing for you.
What is it?
About halfway during the time we were working together.
Yeah?
You have to turn away and do it. It's what you do for blind people.
Oh.
Yeah. We love that.
That's mine. Automatic right there.
Hello.
Turn around, point your butt.
On my show. Don and Mike, you've worked together 20 years. What makes you laugh? Well, when Mike smells his fingers.
And when Don points at his butt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm the last caller on the phone, skin.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Phone, skin.
No, you're not.
I'm not playing.
I think you went into summertime there, Rob.
Hello,
Don and Mike show.
That's right.
Michael, how's the pony?
I can't hear anything. Oh. I can't hear something. There must be some... I believe we got an ass block.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, how do you feel about Brett Favre returning for another year?
I'm ecstatic, sir. I'll meet you on the Ken Beatrice show tonight. Call me in the office. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm excited.
Please hold for a message from the president. On a bull or a shot. A bull or a shot.
Okay. All right, end of the phone scan. This guy gets a prize.
That was
trip.
Good. Yeah.
Not the trip yet, but you get a prize. What's your name? Any idea?
Bob.
Where are you from, Bob?
Near Wichita.
Bob, you've got the iPod Shuffle, today's iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite songs. Never, ever hear them the same way. And $100 to spend on some iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Fantastic.
Hold on just a second. Now, this is where the fun aspect of this game comes into play.
Okay.
We are going to be, after the commercials here, talking to the guy in Las Vegas who's in the box.
Mm-hmm.
This guy named Nathan Burton. Okay. He's like David Blaine. He's living in a clear box with seven chicks, seven showgirls. But he's actually in the box, and we'll be speaking to him. He's in the Desert Passage Mall. At the Aladdin Hotel.
Fantastic.
In Vegas.
Nice.
So while we're talking to him, Joe and Beth Ann will continue to answer mm-hmm. all of the request lines.
And if Diane's husband, Greg, or Kenny's friend, Joe, or Paul's brother, Tom, get through,
they win the trip to Fort Myers.
Once we verified.
So, Diana?
I'm here.
Okay, you are going to have to stay with us, honey.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, have him stay on it. Hold on a second. Let's check with Kenny. Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, now can you stay on this?
I'm giving it a shot.
Okay, that's the winning attitude.
Yes, Kenny's had that winning attitude from the beginning.
I'd hate for you to get beaten by the Canadian. Paul?
Hello?
Are you going to stay with it, Paul? Give it the old Canadian try?
Absolutely.
Okay, there you go.
I hope all of their friends and family members are trying hard, though.
That's what makes hockey night in Canada so great.
Absolutely, I miss
that,
hockey.
That get it done spirit.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, free.
Inner loop of the Beltway, you've got delays this afternoon from Dulles Toll Road to the exit for the 270 Spur and before Old Georgetown Road to the Temple. Your trip outbound 66, slowing at 29. This time of year, Saturdays seem a bit more special. It's the Super Saturday sale at Sears, where spring changes everything. Your sale ends 4106. I'm Michelle Hughes for Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
With the new HD radio system, I now have virtual CD quality, says Russell from Seattle. Daniel from New Jersey bought an HD radio from Crutchfield. He says,
your ability to show relevant information left me speechless.
Visit HDradio.com and Crutchfield.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh, yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps. 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive. Farish Jeep.
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola V-Cast Razr for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now 2 Razrs for only $99.99. 2 for the price of 1.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razr, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new 2-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on 2 Razrs with VCast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable Razr on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new 2-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phones, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCast coverage and $15 per month VTech subscription required for VCast service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
So, Walker, yep. You still planning on doing that inventory report for me on Thursday?
Well, actually, I was going to go ahead and do it on Wednesday.
You mean Wednesday, right?
No, I mean Wednesday, with a T.
Whatever you say.
Okay.
How about that conference call with the retailers? Oh. Is that still on for next Monday?
Nope, I moved it up to Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
That's not a real day, Walker.
Well, ever since UPS accelerated their ground shipping, I'm receiving our shipments a day earlier, in some cases faster than that, so it's like I got all these extra days to get things done. I figured I'd go ahead and name them. Makes sense, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, so now I got Monday, Moosday, Tuesday, Twednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, and Friday. I'm getting so much more done.
Well, you know, they deliver on Saturday, too.
I know. Isn't it great? It gives me all a Fratterday to run errands.
Now UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at ups.com/fast. UPS, what can Brown do for you?
Tower Records Insider Tuesdays here, giving you the inside track on new CD releases at $9.99, DVDs at $16.99, and letting you in on some little-known insider facts. First off, on the DVD front, looks like our favorite gorilla is at it again.
Facts! Gorillas fornicate year-round!
Yes, they do. And the King Kong Special Edition 2 DVD set is available for only $16.99. Also on sale, the latest DVD, Get Rich or Die Trying, by 50 Cent. Now on to CDs. Rob Zombie's latest...
Zombies are slow and hate fire.
That's great. As I was saying, Rob Zombie's latest CD release is available for just $9.99. There's also the Yeah Yeah Yeah's new CD, Show Your Bones.
Fact! The thigh bone's connected to the knee bone.
Yeah, and it's available for $9.99. So pick these up at Tower Records or shop online anytime at Tower.com. Tune in next week for $9.99 CDs, $16.99 DVDs, and more riveting facts.
Fact!
All right, then. For music, movies, games, and gadgets, Tower Records. Life played loud.
Welcome to Singular.
Hello. I'm looking for a gift for my wife. How much are your razor phones?
Well, for a limited time, they're only $49.99.
Sorry. I'm talking about the ultra-thin razor phone.
Razor phones are available at Singular, and for a limited time only, they're just
$49.99. $49. No, okay. Razor, it's got a camera phone, Bluetooth enabled.
$49.99.
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Hey, Steve, want to know how much razors are at Singular? Tell him.
$49.99?
Woo! Steve, you gotta get
it! Come in now for our lowest prices ever on the ultra-thin Motorola black, silver, or pink Razor phone. Now for only $49.99 after mail-in rebate cards. Hurry, this low price won't last long. Singular, raising the bar.
Some restrictions apply. 2-year service agreement required. Price before $100 and mail-in rebate cards is $149.99. See store for details.
So this truck driver came into H&R Block with his taxes, and I sat down with him and started to dig through all this stuff. You know, his checks and his receipts, and he said,
"Don't forget, I can deduct my union dues."
And I said, "Not only your dues, you can deduct your log books, your seat cushions, your lumbar support pillows, truck washing costs, motel bills, truck loading and unloading fees, and possibly your cell phone." And he said,
"My cell phone?"
And I said, "Yeah, your cell phone." And he looked at me kind of surprised and said,
"You do this for all your clients?"
And I said, "No, just for anyone who works for a living."
Nobody knows more about deductions than H&R Block. That's how we can guarantee you the maximum refund or your return is free. Come into H&R Block today. For the office nearest you, call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com. H&R Block, in your corner. If due to H&R Block's error on your return, you're entitled to a larger refund than what we calculated. We'll refund your tax prep fee for that return. At participating locations, refund claims must be made in 2006.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? Melissus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
The Romans said caveat emptor, which meant buyer beware. These days it means, are you really going to buy jewelry or flatware based on a fuzzy photo and a description from a stranger in Arizona whose screen name is Sexy Biker Chick? Better to search the Washington Post classifieds. Millions of Washingtonians read us every week. Check out your purchase in person and caveat that mTOR like you should. A little classified information from the Post classifieds in print or online. Classifieds you can trust.
Tonight on NBC, have we got a deal for you? A special Wednesday Deal or No Deal, America's wildest game show. Then, an all-new Law & Order at its new time, 9, 8 Central. Finally, the hit new drama Heist, where every episode leads to the biggest score in history.
Which is more fun, the cops or the robbers?
Deal or No Deal, Law & Order, and Heist. Now that's a great Wednesday on NBC.
Live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard.
Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
The Don and Mike Show. WKK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The actual retail price of the barbecue is $6.29. Jamie wins the barbecue. Gentlemen, is there anything lying around backstage that we might offer Jamie?
Well, we have a new coffee pot and a beautiful armoire.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine, fine, fine Wednesday afternoon. Don and Mike returning April 3rd.
Out in the street.
And now getting back into the best of, it's time to get a winner for the new game, Hard and Soft, on the best of Don and Mike.
Three cups of coffee.
Time for a winner.
Oh, we got a winner!
Once all of the LBs stopped calling during the commercials, somebody got through.
Oh, the suspense is killing me.
Who could it be?
I'm not kidding you this time.
Let's go first to Diana. Diana. Diana.
I'm here.
America has spoken.
You're doing a secret thing.
Have a seat on the couch with Travis. You're out. Thank you for playing, Diana.
Thank you.
Deanna.
Bye-bye.
And that means it's either Kenny from Maryland or Paul
from Canada.
Ooh. Guys.
Yeah. Hello.
How do you feel about your chances?
Hopeful.
Who said that?
That's Kenny.
Kenny. How about you, Paul?
Lucky.
Lucky? Hey, lucky. That's good.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Will you both please join me on the stage?
One to your left and one to your right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Fellas, America has spoken. And, hello, Joey?
Hello.
Joey, who are you friends with?
Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny's friend Joe made it through.
All right.
Winner. Kenny is the big winner.
Winner.
That's right. It's a big hard and soft game. Let me see who's who. Joey, how long had you been trying to call the show on behalf of Kenny?
You want me to be honest?
Yes.
I only made three calls because I'm pounding pies.
Pounding pies.
Yeah, you're making pizza?
I'm at work. Pizza pies, man. I got a couple down here with your name on it.
What's the name of your place? We'll give you a plug.
Rocco's Pizzeria in Annapolis.
Rocco's. Right. She only tried three times and you got through.
Fantastic.
Way to go.
Joe
did a good job. And good. I guess Paul's brother didn't come through.
Once again, Canada comes
you
in
want
second.
Canadian bacon on that pizza, right?
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Joey, listen, hold on. We got a prize for you for calling. Hold on, please.
That's Fantastic. Joe from Rocco.
Thank you, Joey. And let's see, Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny, my friend.
Here it is.
You know, I need some music. He'd like some music to tell him about his prize. For God's sake. Otherwise, we're going to have to play this again.
Don't play that.
We're going to play this again.
I apologize for my language.
Thank you.
How does it taste?
That's the one.
That's the Michael Jackson judge.
Yeah.
Here you go, Kenny. Congratulations. You have won our DeltaFlyAway.com FLA all the way trip. You want a trip airfare for two on Delta Airlines to Fort Myers, Florida. Your Deltification package includes an Avis rental car for 3 days, 3 nights, hotel accommodations at the Anna Pelican Bay, masterfully blending Mediterranean charm and old world hospitality. That's Delta. Vacations.com/Florida.
I happen to know exactly where that is, and believe me, you are going to a beautiful spot. You're going to have a good time, Kenny.
Wife's going
to
love it.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Well, I hate to see that. You know, I just hate to see a guy say something.
My wife's going to love it.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
She'll find something wrong with it.
But that's, thank you, buddy.
You would much rather have him say the wife's going to hate it.
That's right.
Thank you, Kenny. Then Kenny could have left with a sour taste in your mouth.
I'm still living with Double D.
Actually, the comment you're looking for is, too bad my wife won't be joining me.
And Paul?
Hello?
Paul, because you're from Canada? Paul?
Yes?
You are from Canada, aren't you?
I really am, yes. Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, no.
You have one. Dial tone,
oh,
dial tone,
my
dial
God.
Tone, dial tone, dial tone.
It's exciting because I can't always get that in Canada.
They can't. Kenny, thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Hold on a second. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you to Delta.com. We'll give away another one of these trips next week.
Canadian winners of the Donna Mike Show will not receive consolation prizes.
Now, Guy in the Box update.
Nathan Burton.
Guy in the Box. We asked our listeners in Las Vegas to go out to this Desert Passage Mall at the Aladdin and check out Nathan Burton, who, like David Blaine, is living in a clear box.
Yes, with seven showgirls, though, which makes it a little more palatable.
You know, I didn't understand this when David Blaine did it, and we'll talk to him now. He's inside the box right now. Hello, Nathan.
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, dude? Thanks for joining us.
Nathan.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
You're in a clear box.
That is correct. I'm hanging over the mall right now in the shop of the Desert Passage right here at the Aladdin Hotel.
For how long?
The girls actually just got thirsty, and they ordered drinks from a bar right across the way.
Nice. Well, that brings me to a very logical question right up front. The girls ordered some beverages. What do you do when the beverages have run their course? How are you dealing with that?
I'm not actually drinking. I don't get any food or water. This is like 3 days prior to going in. I stopped eating or drinking.
Well, what about the show?
What about the girls? Are they in
girls,
the
Let me give you a little info. The girls only do 4-hour shifts.
A
total of 198 showgirls come through over the 7 days.
Okay, all right. Forget them. Now, let's just talk about you. How long are you going to be in the box?
How long am I in the box?
I mean, if the girls
7 days.
Well, I know, how small is the box? How close is the contact?
But if the girls are rotated in every 4 hours.
Well, the girls obviously aren't doing the challenge. It's Nathan that's doing the challenge.
I would never ask the girls to endure the pain and suffering. They just come in, they look beautiful, they wave, and it draws the crowd in, and I'm the one actually doing the endurance.
All right, well,
how big is the
box?
How big is the box?
How big is the box?
It's 3 feet deep. 9 feet long and 6 feet high.
That's a huge box.
And if you guys got internet, you can actually see me on a webcam. I can actually wave to you.
Oh, well, I love that. Do we have internet, Buzz?
A little, sometimes. Like the Canadian dial tone, it's doing intermittent.
Do we have internet? Hold on, we're going to check.
Okay. How long are you planning on holding out for, Nathan?
I'm here until Tuesday, and then it gets lowered to a truck and then goes to LA and is going to open on a national show.
Where can we buy internet? What is your website?
It's Nathan, N-A...
Oh, come on, we know how to spell Nathan.
Nathan what dot com?
It's Nathan, N-I-N-A-B-O-X dot com.
Nathan in a box.
Nathan in a box dot com.
Are you actually not, going to the potty or anything like that?
You know what, I'm completely empty.
And how long for a week you say you're going to be in the box?
You know what? Most people get dehydrated 4 to 5 days, and they actually die at that point. But I've had several nutritionists, and they helped me get through it. You can actually go as far as 11 and 12 days without food and water.
Would I be able to go to Vegas and bet on the odds that you would die?
You know what? You can almost bet on anything. You can get anything in Vegas. I mean,
Buzz?
If you've been to Vegas, you know.
What are some of the symptoms? How is it manifesting itself right now?
I'm not as chipper as probably I normally am. And I'm probably not as quick. But we've had some really great conversations with the ladies. One of the ladies told me she actually had sex in the bathroom in the mall.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Hold on, we're looking at the website now. Oh,
I see you. We see you talking on the phone.
Oh, I see
you. Who am I talking? I'm talking to you guys.
There you are.
Can you see the ladies? Do they need to stand up?
Can they stand up for us? They need to stand up.
A little bit more over. Anybody listening to the show now.
They need to stand up.
Should go to NathanInABox.com and be able to see this guy talking to us.
They're all sitting down. They were having beverages. One had a margarita, the other one had a beer.
Well, they do 4-hour shifts. They can stand up,
They can stand up. They can, showgirls. They can
have them stand up, turn around,
So
we really can't see the showgirls, Nathan.
So you are not. No. Oh, there we go. Yeah. So you're not like that other guy who was almost in a coffin. You're actually able to stand up, talk on the telephone, have these chicks walk around you, right?
It's you know, I want to do something Vegas-y, you know. If I'm going to be locked in a box for 7 days, I had two ideas, seven Elvis impersonators or seven showgirls. Well,
now, so, I would tell you something. This is cool. If you buy a computer right now,
it's
very cool because, I mean, it's kind of neat.
And if you buy a computer, you're going to think you had mail.
He's actually from Tijuana.
Go to NathanInABox.com and you'll see him talking to us now live on the radio.
Well, he got a T-shirt on. He's wearing jeans.
While he's in the box. Now,
the T-shirt says, I'm hungry on it.
And I bet you are at this point.
I am. I'm dying right now. But it's been a blast. It's
7 days.
The media attention's been great. Because I'm also on a reality show called The Entertainer with Wayne Newton. I was.
Oh, you are? The Entertainer with Wayne.
Wayne Newton. Then I got, banged out on episode 5.
Winner. When you were talking to those nutritionists, if you went like 7 days without eating and then jumped out and had like a steak dinner, would it kill you?
If I jumped out and had like a Philly cheesesteak, I'd probably die.
Why is that? Why would you die if you ate?
I mean, your body's so used to, I mean, you come so gradually to do it fast. And if you just like, you know, you hit Taco Bell and you have a chalupa, forget it. You know, it'd kill you.
Yeah. Now, are you able to? Are you doing? Are you sleeping when you can?
Now the girls are only. They come in at 9 o'clock in the morning. They do 4-hour shifts, and the last shift ends at 1 a.m. So basically, from 1 a.m. until 9 o'clock, I'm in there by myself, and I get one pillow, and I get to sleep. And all I got to do is put up with the people that walk through the mall, and you know, the drunk people coming in from a late.
Who's paying you for this, Nathan?
Yeah. Who's bankrolling this?
Who's paying this?
Yeah.
The Desert Passage Mall is sponsoring, and the V Theater where I work, the V Ultimate Variety Show, and that's where I'm actually hanging in front of, and I work there every night when I'm not in the box. And they gave me a portion of the money, but I'd say 80% of the money came from my own pocket.
Wow. Really?
So,
why?
The goal is, I've been an entertainer in Vegas for about 8 years as a specialty act, and I want to make the jump to the next level doing my own show, and it's called Reality Magic. It's like a live stage show.
Oh, please.
But I've done The Entertainer and The Big Illusions and Close-Up Magic.
Dude.
And we're talking to two hotels right now, and we're hoping to open it, or at least announce where I'm going to open it by the end of the stunt.
Wow. How cool is it to be locked up with babes?
You know what? I'm really coming in touch with the woman species. I mean, I've heard every story. You know, one girl had a book in here about why doesn't my boyfriend like me or something, and I was like,
it's great watching you on the webcam.
I don't know if this is going to help your career one diddly squat. I doubt it, but it is incredibly fun to watch you on the internet in a box in Las Vegas with showgirls while we're doing this show.
You know, you know what? It's all about. It may not be a better, stunt or trick, but it's got a huge PR. CNN Headline News, you know, did a whole thing on it. It was in the National Enquirer. Yeah. So, I mean, for me, this is it's a chance of a lifetime.
Do you have any Wayne Newton stories for us?
You know what? I've done a million radio shows, and everybody like talks about Wayne and says stuff. You know, he's an amazing guy.
Oh no fun.
You know what?
No dirt on Wayne.
I've talked to a million guys in boxes today too. Okay, right. See you later.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
I'm disconnected.
Just hung up on it.
That was nice.
Didn't have time for that.
He's still on the phone, Don.
I know.
He's still talking to him.
Tell me what he's doing.
He's probably asking for you.
Well, see, the thing is, now here's a question. I hope this is not too inside and too acid trippy about our delay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we broadcast with almost 2 minutes of delay, what we're seeing on the internet, is that him talking to us 2 minutes ago?
No.
And if
no.
we look at the internet right now...
He's talking to us live.
Nearly live, on the internet.
Hold on, is this him calling back?
Yeah, I see him dialing. So there's a slight delay, but very slight. Yeah.
The guy was okay, but Christ, is that going to change his life? It's not going to be like a career opener for him.
Well, you never know.
He's waiting.
I've talked to a lot of DJs.
Listening to it ring.
That's great. Tool. Put him back on.
Why is he a tool?
Because he was boring me. He was boring. I like the concept. I like seeing him on the thing.
When do you get your acupuncture? You get it tomorrow? Do you get your acupuncture tomorrow?
Yes.
He's waving. He's waving at us now.
He's waving.
Well, I'm waving at him, too.
No, he can't see you.
You know what you need?
What?
You need a nice big piece of chocolate cake.
That's what you need.
Absolutely. Double chocolate with the icing on it.
All right, put him back on hold. If that's him, put him back on hold. I'll talk to him. Let Mike handle it. No, he hung up.
Let Mike handle it. Let me handle it.
He was a guy in a box.
He was a guy in a box.
Did his name flip you off?
No. Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he thought he was talking to me when he said one of the showgirls must have bumped into me. We got disconnected, and I said,
No, I think they hung up on you.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's
tell him that.
Tell him that?
No.
Or at least tell him I hung up on him. You know, don't throw a mic under that bus.
I don't care. He wasn't mad.
I don't care. He seemed like a pleasant enough chap.
He wasn't mad at all.
Yeah. He's a nobody who will never go anywhere. He's remotely interesting because we could watch him on the internet in a box.
That was
fun.
That was interesting.
We better go into spin control or we'll never get good seats for the ultimate variety show.
The ultimate, the V show.
The V show.
That's where he started to lose me, frankly. That's why I rather would have been talking to Adrian Zemed.
Right, right.
Okay?
He now has his hands on the plexiglass like a mime would, who's pretending to be in a clear box.
Can we see?
Yeah. I don't know if you can or not. It's a very tiny picture.
I'm real sad that we ended that phone conversation.
What was cool, an example of close-up magic, is how he made the interest disappear.
Hello there.
I've been on a lot of radio. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I've told that song quite a few times. Oh, now we have people who are... Okay, never mind that. People were calling and saying that they were calling him, but I guess what... Jesus Christ, I don't understand the software when they write something on the screen.
You were wondering whether there was a delay, and there probably wasn't because we were talking to him live. So that was
correct.
What we were saying on the as close as it could be,
like
a one or two second delay.
It certainly wasn't matching our delay.
No, which is like 2 minutes.
And what we just had was someone on the phone from Las Vegas saying that they were screaming at him, and that in fact he was screaming at us, giving us the finger. What do you see now, Buzz?
He has an easy erase board, and he's writing a message on it. I'll let you know when he holds up.
Okay, hold on.
It's going to be very tiny.
Put your glasses on, then.
He's writing.
Here's to showbiz.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Michael Jackson's
judge. May be writing a lot, yeah.
You are a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
That judge is getting angrier by the minute.
That is Michael Jackson's judge.
Yes, the Duke.
He's an angry man.
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
Hey, calm down, Judge Melville.
He was going to throw Michael Jackson in jail today. Changed his mind.
Would you like to see Michael Jackson in that box?
Uh-huh.
Now,
it's always somebody looking for some.
Then you'd be more interested if it was Michael Jackson. Dehydrated. In pajama bottom.
How could you be a blab, too?
What's he doing, Buzz?
He's still writing. He started to hold up the sign, and then he thought of something he wanted to add, apparently.
And hold on. Let me see if anybody's watching.
I don't know if there's sound with this or not.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I was in Vegas last week.
Yes.
Oh, you know who this is.
Yeah.
Is this
Gladys?
Yeah, I was in Vegas last week.
Yeah. Yep.
You're not allowed to call until Christmas.
Happy birthday, Rob. I sent you a present.
Do you want to know what the best present could be?
That I would die.
No.
Well, although, think about it, Rob.
For the guy who has everything, don't call until the calendar says 06.
Okay. Hello there.
She's on triple secret probation.
She really is this time. That's a direct violation and
right.
A slap in the face to you, Rob.
That's right.
She's out.
Out of my life.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
This is Bush, as I like to call
it.
Hello.
Right.
No.
Is anybody watching this guy on the internet? Hello?
The world is.
Hello.
Yes. Do you have the internet? Do you have the internet? That's what the guy in the box said. Do you
Brett
have the internet?
Brett Favre is playing this year.
It's another. They seem to be very concerned about that.
Everyone's excited about it.
What's he writing, Buzz?
I don't know. He's still writing. He's writing more. I don't know if he's drawing pictures or what it is.
He wrote a sign that said, "Do you have the internet?"
He has a pen in his mouth.
He wrote a book.
He's writing a note to one of the showgirls.
I wrote a book. All right, Buzzy.
Yes.
What's he writing?
I don't know. He's put the board down now.
Oh, he's put the board down.
He's groping the showgirls now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just wanted to, they had time before Buzz's news. I just want to tell the guys how much I thoroughly enjoyed that last game they played. I think it's one of the best games they've ever had.
Okay, I'll tell them.
We'll pass it along.
You know how they are, though.
We'll share that with them.
I sure did. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Showgirls adjusting straps.
And grateful ass.
He was complimenting your game idea.
Yeah.
Don, I thought I'd pass that along to you.
It's a good idea, Mike. It's a great idea. I hated the guy in the box.
I didn't know.
I hated him. I just hated him.
I sensed that.
Oh, I'm here. I mean, who's he think he is? Danny Gantz?
Yeah, really. Exactly.
Kind of.
Now, there's somebody who's a talent.
Say what you will, George Wallace still has the best 10 o'clock show on the strip.
And don't forget about Michael Jackson's judge.
What did you say?
Judge
said,
Melville.
Don't forget about the judge.
Say that again.
Judge Melville.
Don't cut.
Sorry.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM, Don and Mike.
Good afternoon. Your trip outbound 395 slowing at Washington Boulevard as you passed King Street this afternoon.
Southbound 95, the accident is now clear just around the Route 1 Woodbridge area, but you're looking at heavy delays beginning at the Beltway. Sears, this time of year, Saturday seem a bit more special. It's the Super Saturday sale at Sears, where spring changes everything. Your sale ends 4106. I'm Michelle Hughes for Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
1067freefm.com.
Stop by Jiffy Lube for an oil change today. With no appointment needed and over 25 years of reliable service, why go anywhere else? Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable, it's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
Oh, that's gross.
On Friday, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain!
Slither.
They're tearing me apart!
But
chick is hardcore.
Rated R under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday. Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their slithermost secrets from the film.
Free FM's Time Out.
Whether your home is in need of major renovations or just minor upgrades, or if you're ready to build your dream home, GBC Enterprises Incorporated is your general contractor. Call Gary at GBC, 703-926-8979. Your ride home is brought to you by Commuter Connections. Contact them at 1-800-745-RIDE or commuterconnections.org for more information. It's the 25th anniversary for Manassas Honda, and they've pulled out all the stops. Stop by Friday, April 28th, and meet the Junkettes. Or come on by during the 12-hour open house sale Saturday, April 29th. Manassas Honda, style in motion. It's winner's choice. Win them before they go on sale. You can enjoy your favorite artists this summer at Wolf Trap just by listening to the Junkies. Go to wolftrap.org and pick the concert of your choice. Then, call in to win and choose tickets to shows like Hootie and the Blowfish,
yep,
the Doobie Brothers,
yep,
Riverdance,
yep,
or Bonnie Raitt.
Thank you.
Don't forget, tickets for all shows go on sale Saturday, April 1st.
I finally got rid of our old Innerspring mattress. It's obsolete. These days, you can get a Sleep Number bed, adjust your side to the level of firmness you want, and sleep like never before. Then I started noticing how many other things around here are obsolete. The clock, it's got hands. The TV, it has an antenna. And this phone actually has a cord. From now on, everything is going to be modern like my bed. If it's obsolete, it's out. Right, Frank?
So should I start packing?
No, not today, dear.
Every 2 minutes, someone switches from an old-fashioned Innerspring mattress to a Sleep Number bed. Isn't it time you discovered the bed that's made Innersprings obsolete? Find the Sleep Number bed at a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in 15 major malls in the Baltimore and Washington area, including Springfield Mall, Annapolis Mall, White Flint, and Landmark Center. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
You could have been killed by that car.
What car?
Streets can be dangerous places. Pedestrians need to pay attention. Use crosswalks. Look before you cross. You may not get a second chance.
And I'm not going to be yet. Whoa! You almost hit that lady.
What lady?
Wake up behind the wheel. Drivers need to pay attention and stop for pedestrians.
Wow, that was close. Thanks.
Too many people have been hit, hurt, or killed on our roads. Drivers and pedestrians need to pay attention. Pedestrians, use crosswalks. Look before you cross. Drivers, stop for pedestrians. Be street smart. Obey the law or risk a ticket or worse. A message from Street Smart of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
There you are, sitting there, alone, waiting in beltway traffic, hypnotized by that absolute genius in front of you with his blinker on since Fairfax County. And then, just to rub it in, you're being passed by, one after the other, by those Ford Escape hybrids, because the government says they're okay for hub lanes. Plus, they even give hybrid owners great tax credits. But what really gets me is that they get an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty on unique hybrid components, including battery, ECVT, and DC-DC converter. These greenies make me green with envy. Buy a Ford Escape Hybrid with interest-free financing for 5 years through Ford Credit before April 3rd and enjoy the comfort and capability of the only SUV hybrid in the world.
Tax benefits may vary. See your tax advisor for details. Not all buyers will qualify. 5-year Ford Credit APR financing at $1,667 per $1,000 finance with 10% down. Actual savings will vary by model. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
My name is Janice Dominguez, and I am a stylist at Hair Cuttery in St. John, Indiana. I think our customers look at our salon as a salon. They don't look at us as a fast haircutting place. I wouldn't even know what to call those type of haircut places, actually. They're on a time limit for cutting your hair. I think there's a really big difference in attitude between somebody who's just cutting hair for a job and somebody who's cutting hair because they have a passion for it.
I'm Dennis Ratner. I started Hair Cuttery, and we wouldn't give a haircut any other way.
Lunch with good friends is the perfect time to come into Bertucci's. Our brick ovens are hot, our chefs are ready, and our passion for creating great Italian dishes, well, that's always here. You might even find some passion of your own for one of our lunch dishes, like eggplant panini al forno, roasted eggplant with pomodoro sauce, fresh basil, mozzarella, and provolone cheese, or our delicious four-cheese ravioli. Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground?
Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, this is Jen.
I did it again.
You lost the keys in the car?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's okay, sir. You can get these doors open. What's your PIN number?
835.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
And I have a 2004 silver Chevy Tahoe.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the front of my business. I want to leave, and I can't find my keys.
Okay, well, I put the signal through to have the doors open. I'm sure we won't have any problems.
Thank
you. Would
you
prefer I called you back, or did you want to hold?
No, you can call me.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
You're the best.
Oh, great. Well, you have a good night, sir.
I'm in love with OnStar. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad we can help.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
So the other day, I caught my roommate throwing out my favorite jeans. She said that All Small and Mighty laundry detergent is giving away a $10,000 shopping spree, so we needed to empty our closets. So I said, great, but let's start with your clothes.
Ugh, those acid wash jeans have got to go.
Enter for a chance to win a $10,000 shopping spree from the one little bottle that can clean an entire wardrobe. Visit AllLaundry.com or look for specially marked bottles of All Small and Mighty, the three times concentrated laundry detergent. No purchase necessary. Must be legal U.S. resident, 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends May 15, 2006. For full details, see official rules at AllLaundry.com. Voice where prohibited.
The Don and Mike Show. WKOK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
That's right, Don and Mike returning April 3rd. It's just you and me together, me being legendary Joe Ardinger with you on this fine, fine Wednesday afternoon. Hey, it's hump day, so get humping, everybody.
When the lights go down.
Well, we had the hard and soft winter, and then we had the guy in Vegas. Now it's time for an episode of Robert's Angry Mouth on the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
In the yard.
Hey, Don's and Mike.
Yo, yo. O&M, Robert the Mailman.
How y'all doing?
Hello there, Robert.
Robert.
Hey, did I better give you a 411 on my dilemma?
Well, what's your dilemma, Robert?
The last I spoke with Beth, hands off it, Rob. The last I spoke with Beth Ann about you, she told me you were going to Tokyo and you wanted to bring wanted to bring a tape recorder with you. And I said to Beth Ann, "Tell Robert that's cool. Tape anybody you want. We'd love to hear the tapes."
Okay. Well, I am here this morning about my latest dilemma.
Oh, okay.
I did want to come in before I leave next the 8th Sunday after next.
Uh huh.
And I wanted to come in. I had a couple of things. You know, I had some bits I've written. How to date a baby's mama, some other stuff I've written.
Good advice.
What's the dilemma today, then, if that's not the dilemma?
Don, I think this is the most embarrassing thing out of all the things I've said on this show and all the years I've been coming in.
Yes? What?
I have got Tom Gavin mouth.
What do you mean you have Tom Gavin mouth? You have bad teeth?
I'm trying to do the right thing. So I had a couple of teeth pulled, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the other ones have taken flight.
Well, Robert, you're missing teeth? Like noticeably missing teeth?
How many?
Noticeably missing teeth. And my teeth right now, uh-huh, they look like marshmallows of different sizes floating in hot chocolate.
Wow. Now, how many teeth did you have pulled?
Two. One on top, one upper, one lower.
Now, uh-huh, do you have the postal, does the postal service offer like a dental plan? I guess that answers that question.
You know, it's never worked with dentists, but boy, it's always been my dream have a listener pull all their teeth.
You know,
I'm at the point that I would do that.
We could get you those Da Vinci veneers.
Oh, that is great.
Leonardo DiCaprio caps or whatever they're called.
But only if you let Rob pull each of your teeth individually with a pair of pliers.
I do that, but I know he'd miss a lot.
No. I wouldn't want anything to do with the procedure. I just love to see people make themselves more beautiful.
So, Robert.
Yes, sir. I'm off next Friday. Can I come in?
Yeah, sure. Come in. Let's take a look at your bad teeth. Now, but you're only missing two teeth, unless they're right in the very...
I got Tom, both of them. I got Tom and Dennis' mouth.
So how many teeth are you missing?
Well, now, hold on. Tom has a different mouth than Dennis. Tom's mouth is
thank you, Buzz.
Tom's mouth is Tom's mouth.
Yes.
Dennis has the real tooth.
Dennis has dog teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, Dennis has, like, wolfen teeth.
Have you neglected your teeth over the years, Robert?
Yes, and I'm diabetic, and I've missed a lot of bone loss, so they're wobbling around in my mouth. And they're trying to stick a brother.
I don't think diabetes...
They're paying me $4,000 for one tooth.
Jesus.
How are your gums?
The place.
How are your gums, Robert?
Bleeding.
Yeah.
Robert, what? Did you say $4,000?
The other day, and it took me out of work for 2 days.
What do you mean $4,000 for one tooth surgery?
They said that they would replace the tooth, drilling in my jaw.
Implant. Right.
Implant.
Right.
$4,000.
Hold on. You do one of those brothers? Are you getting like the brothers do? You getting solid gold teeth?
I'm getting the gold, blue teeth. But you know, $4,000 is a set of rims with spinners on them.
That's right.
Hey, listen, hold on a second. $4,000 for one tooth?
That can't be. They're screwing you, Robert. That's not the going rate for that.
What we need
with a capital S, and they see you coming. They're trying to put all these products on me. Help my gums. They're trying to charge me.
Do you think you need dentures?
I would take dentures at this point.
We need a hungry young dentist that wants some advertising to call in.
I'll put you on hold.
And we have to be able to put the before and after on the website.
Absolutely.
I'll let you do it if you go from the nose down.
I'm thinking the during.
It's embarrassing. A guy just...
Picture just of his mouth.
Nobody will know it's you.
No problem. Listen, hold on. Talk to Beth Ann, and we'll get you in next Friday. We'll get a dentist in here, and we'll look at your teeth.
All right, fellas. This is embarrassing.
Robert.
I told him yesterday, he said, they can put a light bulb in my mouth.
and the light would shine all over the place.
Oh, man. But at least Robert's not like Dennis. Dennis, you know, we'd have to tackle Dennis to get the procedure done. Robert wants to get fixed.
Yeah. I got the cars, I got the jet ski, I got the house, I got the bling bling.
You need the
teepers. I can't step up to a lady.
Don't have the teepers.
I look like a goddamn jack-o'-lantern. Yeah.
I kind of look forward to this project of fixing Robert's mouth.
I hate to say that this is the problem in the black community.
What?
But look at this now. Hold on. All I'm saying is,
what
the man is saying,
what the man is saying
is that yes, he has the attractive SUV.
Yes.
He's got the bling bling, but he has a mouth full of rotten, decaying teeth. Where's the priority?
I got hundreds of dollars in the bank. I'm going to Japan, and I got disposable cash.
You
got
to get your teeth fixed before you go to Japan.
It's not going to happen. I'm leaving for Japan the 8th.
What you need is a good Japanese...
Did you say Japan?
You need a good Japanese dentist.
I'm leaving for Japan. All right, Robert, please come in next week. We'll have a dentist here. We'll look at your
teeth.
Sounds
to me like...
Last thing, Don.
Yeah.
You know, going to a foreign country, you got to kind of prepare yourself, right? You know,
not
because
mean.
Of disease or whatever. So,
oh, you know, you do have to get shots and stuff.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. And this last week, in preparation, I've been eating at Mike's restaurant. I figure if I can choke down his meatloaf, SARS ain't got a chance.
Yeah, okay, rotted teeth.
Okay, wait a second. I'm going to have sex with a hooker with no rubber.
Robert, those sketches you wrote, are they at least that funny?
Yeah, really, Robert. That's knee slapping.
Yes.
I got to deliver your mail one more time before I go to Japan.
That's good news for everybody.
Oh,
you know what would be funny? Hey, Robert, you know what would be funnier than that restaurant sketch you just did? Be funny. Just come in here and bite into an apple.
Would you start it for me?
How about you come and choose some ice for us?
We'll start with an apple and corn on the cob.
And then
we'll give him foil.
Ice cream. A little bit of foil.
You know, you're being really tough on him. What he needs is a soft fruit, like a starberry.
We love that joke, don't we,
fellas? Yes, we do.
Me too. I'm there as well. But
yeah,
Robert, only...
Mistake the other day, whatever.
Only since you said it, starberry. All right, listen, my brother. We'll see you next Friday,
and we'll have a dinner.
I'll talk to BA.
Okay, right. Talk to BA.
You want me to bring a dish in, lasagna? My last bit. I want to give my last will and testament. I want you guys to record it.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
How about that?
Okay. Well, that'll be good. Before you go to Japan.
His living room.
There.
Okay.
To Japan.
All right. Hey, listen. Do you feel like getting beaten at the Xbox by a white man anytime soon?
I said that. It's another thing. I want to play you one more time so I can have a tiebreaker.
All right, when do you want to play?
If I do die, I got to choose.
When do you want to play?
Tonight.
Well, see, tonight, CS99.
And the president.
Rob got to watch tonight?
No, hold on. First, the president's on, and I love a good comedy show.
Yeah.
And then CSI's on. Why don't we play tomorrow night?
What's tomorrow night? Friday. What time, man? I got tickets to the How about Saturday night?
You have tickets to what? He pulled
David
off tickets.
Tell, the comedian.
Oh,
who?
David Tell.
Oh, David Tell. Mm-hmm. All right.
I can't Saturday. How about Sunday? I'm making a play date now to play a video game on the internet with this guy.
Anytime.
What? Sunday morning?
Sunday morning. And remember,
morning.
This is a tiebreaker, not a jawbreaker.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You need to stop, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
You need to stop, Buzz.
I thought that was a friendly joke, Robert.
No, you're a racist, Buzz. Stop it.
No room for that.
All right, hold on there, Robert.
All right, fellas.
Hold on.
Thanks
hold
for
on.
Calling, Chip.
Hold on.
Whatever, Rob.
I put him on hold.
Good for him. Forget that.
Oh, God.
He's got the spinners.
I look forward to seeing, like, the empty mouth and the brand new mouth.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I had something we needed to bring up with Mike being 50. How old were Caller's mom be?
When you're 50, how old were Carla's mom be? When she'd be 48. 48.
48 or 40? No.
48?
No.
No.
I 49? Was wrong about that. Nope.
46. Same?
47.
47.
I believe. I was corrected on that. I said 2 years on the air. I think it's 3.
Okay. Mm,
yeah.
Well, that's good for you. I guess. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yes. The reason why Robert's tooth is going to cost him $4,000 is because it's a white tooth.
Oh, Jesus. my God. See, your people. Don't distance yourself when we get a
get
call
back
like
over
that.
Here. I'll embrace those people. Come on. It makes all kinds of make the world go around. Hello. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Dan.
Yes, Dad. Hi.
Now, Robert had two teeth pulled, but how many does he need total to put back in his mouth?
I'm not sure. He was saying that he's in bad shape.
Now, I've not noticed that Robert's had, like, awful teeth.
I did. The last time he was here, I noticed that he, in the front, he seemed to be missing a couple of teeth. That there were bigger spaces. It seemed like the teeth were further apart.
Mm-hmm. I think he could probably get by if we got him teeth, like, and there's something about Mary, Matt Dillon's teeth. We could probably get by with 8 or 10.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you are on the air.
I work with retards.
He's really blossomed.
That is those teeth. I forgot that. That's just another funny part of that.
Hello. Are you still there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Not all Harley riders are 500 pounds.
Okay, please continue to take everything that's said at face value.
There's lots of them that look like
big freaking pig.
We're having a little fun here,
you know? Fat, pimply pig.
Some of us, when our crack shows, the only thing is a tattoo. No pimples.
No pimples.
Right, yeah, there's no pimples on your ass, honey. I'm sure about that. Like I couldn't trace the Liberty Bell on your ass with your pimples.
Well,
you get out of here.
Stereotypes are specialty.
Hey, Don't take it so seriously.
You're talking to my people now.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I think, we just came up with a new expression.
What?
Black-o-lantern.
Oh, instead of jack-o-lantern. Come on, Mike, that's funny.
That
you laughed.
Funny, yes. I'm with you on that one. I am truly looking forward to this now. If we can really, I think rapid fire, we get this procedure done for him. That'd
now, are we talking pulling them all?
He said he'd do the dentures thing.
I'd like to yank all those teeth out and get them some nice big fake Regis teeth.
Would you like to keep the teeth?
Jesus. I'd like to make it.
I know you will.
Into a set of earrings for my wife.
It'd be nice cufflinks for yourself.
Cufflinks for me. And then maybe like some nice, make it almost look like Puka Shelf.
Oh, like a choker.
Aren't implants, seriously, they are expensive. Right? Yeah, implants are expensive. So the denture thing might be the cost efficient alternative.
And I'll buy him a box of cleaning tablets.
Hold on, put him on hold. Dennis is on the phone. Give Dennis 30 seconds.
F4 Dan.
Here we Pepso Dan.
There you go.
Dentro cream.
Yes.
Hello, Murphy.
Hey, got him, Mike.
Hi, Dennis.
Merry Christmas, Dennis.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Rob.
Hey, Dennis, you did a nice job when you went down to the ball game.
Yeah, when you covered the Washington Nationals.
Truly.
Thank you for doing that.
No, thank you. I was wondering, can we compare teeth next Friday?
No.
No, listen, Dennis. Love you, but listen, here's the deal. For years, we've offered you the chance to get your dog, wolf, animal teeth fixed.
And I've been waiting.
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, there was too much cajoling required to get
sorry
that done.
Sorry about that. Robert called, and you heard him. He said, go ahead, pull all the teeth out of his head.
He said he'd get dentures.
Yeah, you know, Dennis got his dander up when he saw someone else getting something.
Yes, exactly.
And one last.
Joe.
And I think Aloysius will be calling soon, too.
Tie this up.
I want to get new teeth.
I mentioned that. Now, please yell at Joe and tell him.
He did it on purpose.
I know, but now it ain't funny.
Stop doing it. They don't.
Like one of the calls here, it says, Buzz will enjoy biking more than Mike. And he writes, Buzz, B-U-Z, will, W-I-L,
uh-huh.
Enjoy, I-N-J-O-Y, biking, B-I-K-E-N, more, M-O-H-R, than, T-H-I-N, Mike, M-Y-K-E.
Okay, so he's screwing around, but is that a legitimate call? Buzz will enjoy biking more than Mike?
That's what it says.
Oh, because I'm curious about that call.
Okay, all right, hold on. Incidentally, just hang up.
Yeah, guys,
I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to our secretary. Yes, hi.
Good night. I think in the long run, Buzz will enjoy biking more than Mike.
Why?
Because,
know,
bikers are notorious for the swinging lifestyle.
Is that true?
Well, that's what I was talking about, the fat chicks with the pimples on their ass.
Right. Bikers are swingers, too?
Share and share alike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Well, you're right about that. I see, now I stand corrected. Here I was ready to give you a hard time, sir, but now I'm thinking, ew.
Okay.
Just don't share helmets.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike presents.
Good afternoon. Traffic this afternoon is brought to you by Sears. Outer loop of the Beltway is slow trip from Eisenhower to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Outbound 395 slowing from Washington Boulevard to Duke Street with your through lanes open. This time of year, Saturday seem a bit more special. It's the Super Saturday sale at Sears, where spring changes everything. Your sale ends 4106. I'm Michelle Hughes for Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
What do you mean HD Radio has too much variety for me?
What do you have for lunch every day?
A bologna sandwich.
See, you can't take all that HD Radio has to offer. Brilliant digital sound, tons of free new local stations.
I could change. I could take HD Radio.
Cool. And how about for lunch today, you get a ham sandwich?
Let's not go crazy.
Of course not.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh, yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps. 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They'd like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive. Farish Jeep.
Order.
Your Honor, my client can't help it if his business has an unfair advantage. He simply switched to Verizon Business DSL from Comcast for high-speed internet access for a lot less.
Objection!
And he can add the option to get online from the road.
Prosecution?
My client pleads the fifth.
Verizon Business DSL gives you more than Comcast for less, with packages as low as $31.95 a month when you sign up for Verizon Freedom for Business and select the One Bill option. Compare that to $60 a month for Comcast Workplace Lite. So call 1-888-409-7DSL today and get a wireless router and 1 month free after rebate with qualifying purchase.
I find in favor of the defendant and Verizon Business DSL.
Call 1-888-409-7DSL. Verizon.
Maryland and D.C. customers only. Requires 1 year contract. Monthly supplier FUSF. Applicable taxes and early cancellation fees apply. Speed not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Rebate offer ends 3/30/106. Comparisons based on Comcast Workplace Lite 4 Mbps internet service. Non-promotional business pricing in D.C. as of 2/6/06. Other terms and restrictions apply.
Tonight on NBC, a night of great deals and great drama. It all starts with a special Wednesday, Deal or No Deal, America's wildest game show. Then, on an all-new Law & Order, at its new early time, 9/8 Central, a little girl is kidnapped.
Where's that little girl? Where is she?
And for the ransom, her father's got to rob a bank.
If they have your daughter and they don't have the money, you do the math.
Finally, it's an all-new heist from the director of The Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's NBC's hot new drama where every episode gets you closer to the biggest score in history.
What if it's life or death? I'm in.
Tonight, a special Deal or No Deal. Law & Order at its new time and an all-new heist. Now that's a great Wednesday on NBC.
All tonight starting at 8 p.m. only on NBC4, working for you.
I've always been a Wawa coffee lover, but nothing's affected me like Wawa's new coffee cup and their Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win game and online sweepstakes. With the Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win game and online sweepstakes, if you're holding a Wawa coffee in the new Wawa coffee cup when the Wawa cup crew spots you, you could win a chance at $1 million. That's $1 million, which I'm going for full throttle. So to increase my odds for Wawa's cup crew to catch me, I'm drinking my favorite Wawa coffee in the new Wawa cup nonstop. That's lots of fresh coffee to drink, and holding a cup all day isn't easy, like when showering or playing guitar. But on the other hand, no pun intended, I drink my favorite coffee constantly. I'm more productive, and I kick out a mean hip-hop rap at social occasions. Besides, it's easy money, sort of. I simply wait for the Wawa Cup crew and drink delicious Wawa coffee in the new cup and walk around. Okay, I run really, really, really fast, but you don't win standing still, do you? At Wawa.com, you'll get all the details and learn about other great prizes, which makes it even more worthwhile to grab a new cup with fresh coffee. So I'm hooked, and $1 million, well, that's what I dream about. Okay, I would if I slept.
The Wawa Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes. Details in store or at Wawa.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Virginia. Ends April 9, 2006.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Nancy. Eric in the store today?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's at the Crawford Expo in New York till tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. All right, I'll just get with him later.
Morning, everyone.
Eric. Oh, I thought you were in New York.
Well, let me check my schedule. Yep, I am.
But you're here in Chicago.
That's right, I am.
So you've cloned yourself?
Cloned myself. No, I'm just in two places at once.
What?
Yeah, figured it out yesterday. Been getting twice as much done ever since. You slackers ought to try it.
But isn't that, you know, impossible?
Yeah. Kevin, you were looking for me?
Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done without having to break the laws of the physical universe. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. Get the Bank of America Visa Business check card. It's easy. Just stop by your nearest branch and order your card today. Bank of America. Higher standards. Member FDIC.
Tonight on NBC, have we got a deal for you? A special Wednesday Deal or No Deal. America's wildest game show. Then, an all-new Law & Order at its new time, 9, 8 Central. Finally, the hit new drama Heist, where every episode leads to the biggest score in history.
Which is more fun, the cops or the robbers?
Deal or No Deal, Law & Order, and Heist. Now that's a great Wednesday on NBC.
The Romans said caveat emptor, which meant buyer beware. These days it means, are you really going to buy jewelry or flatware based on a fuzzy photo and a description from a stranger in Arizona whose screen name is Sexy Biker Chick? Better to search the Washington Post classifieds. Millions of Washingtonians read us every week. Check out your purchase in person and caveat that mTOR like you should.
Tonight on NBC, have we got a deal for you? A special Wednesday Deal or No Deal, America's wildest game show. Then, an all-new Law & Order at its new time, 9, 8 Central. Finally, the hit new drama Heist, where every episode leads to the biggest score in history.
Which is more fun, the cops or the robbers?
Deal or No Deal, Law & Order, and Heist. Now that's a great Wednesday on NBC.
Lunch with good friends is the perfect time to come into Bertucci's. Our brick ovens are hot, our chefs are ready, and our passion for creating great Italian dishes, well, that's always here. You might even find some passion of your own for one of our lunch dishes, like eggplant panini al forno, roasted eggplant with pomodoro sauce, fresh basil, mozzarella, and provolone cheese, or our delicious four-cheese ravioli. Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table.
Get an all-new Motorola V-Cast razor for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two razors for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C razor, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two razors with V-Cast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable razor on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phone, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCast coverage and $15 per month VPEX subscription required for VCast service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
The Tom and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you.
Right.
If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The Best of Don and Mike.
And welcome back to The Best of Don and Mike. Well, Elton John is a gay. And this song is very gay, too. That means there must be one thing coming up on The Best of Don and Mike, and it's got to be Craig Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, I got something for you that we've not done for a while.
All right.
Straight from the pages of USA Today.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gracious. We've been on a hot streak with this guy recently.
Wow.
He's writing again. Front page, purple section, USA Today. It's time for... We just read it verbatim out of the newspaper.
That's right.
The final word. From today's USA Today. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Nothing prepares young men for the prom.
Oh, man. Let me get a seat up front.
It's a winner every time. It's prom season. Nightmare time for any young man. I know. I was once.
Unlike my brother, who had a girlfriend from kindergarten on, I never really dated in high school.
Shock.
Never had a steady.
Shock.
I was still trying to figure out who I was.
Homo.
But prom season has never cared much about introspection.
Mm-hmm.
Come spring, you needed a date. A white dinner jacket and a corsage.
And so I fell in line with the rest of the lads.
Oh.
You know,
single file.
He couldn't write it this funny.
No.
Really, if we're going to sit, this is one of his all-time best.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, back to the final word by Craig Wilson in today's USA Today. You can read it online at usatoday.com.
Follow along.
For me, as for many, I suspect, prom night always was first date night.
I was nervous enough just stopping the girl between classes to ask her whether she wanted to go out with me. And let alone having to go through the whole prom evening with her.
And what was I supposed to do at the end of the night? Kiss her? Shake her hand? Flee for the car as she leapt through her parents' front door and the safety beyond?
Just remembering all of this fills me with mild anxiety even today. But there are benefits to being 55. Gay?
Yeah!
Homo. Oh, I got that thing. Take that one from the top.
Please.
Just remembering all of this fills me with mild anxiety even today. But there are benefits to being 55, gay, and in a long-term relationship. Prom night doesn't traumatize you the way it once did.
I've been in touch with all three of my prom dates over the years. They don't seem to have been permanently damaged by their evening with me. Whether they would accept the offer again is an entirely different matter.
Not that I'm much better prepared now.
It's just lunch. A national dating service has just come out with a must-know tip for first dates. They translate nicely to prom nights, too.
Far too late for me now, of course. But I was curious to see what they were and how close I came to using them. To assure that my date... Hold on, I'm screwing this up. Far too late for me now, of course. But I was curious to see what they were and how close I came to using them to assure my date of that oh-so-perfect prom evening.
Number one, no current events. I did. Lyndon Johnson was president. The Vietnam War was raging, and the Mamas and the Papas, Monday was number one. I don't remember any of this being discussed, though.
Number two. Aging Mr. Herman. Know what sport is in season, and know the name of your team. I didn't care. Luckily for me, my dates didn't either. We were the Lindenville Tigers, and at that point in our lives, that was all that mattered.
Number three, have at least heard of three of the New York Times bestsellers. I had not.
Right. That's what you need for your prom day. That's right. That's what all men are thinking about. All boys, as they get ready to take their girls. Have I read all the books on the New York Times bestseller list?
I was still trying to figure out the Red Wafer Sun and the Red Badge of Courage. Still am.
Four. Know how to correctly pronounce the last place you traveled.
I did.
Buffalo.
Number five. Know the difference between a Cabernet and a Chardonnay.
Homo.
I did not. Surprisingly, my life sailed on quite nicely.
Six. Have at least one interesting piece of trivia to talk about. I fear the whole evening's conversation was trivia.
Seven. Know how to tell one joke well. I didn't. Still can't.
Eight. Know the big art scene in your area. We were in Apple County of Western New York. Macrame was big. We discussed the creative use of Kleenex tissue carnations outlining the gym's bleachers.
Oh, dear.
You know, that must be. That just might be.
Winner!
Yeah, that might be.
Homo!
God.
Number nine.
Macrame. Okay, number nine.
If the restaurant menu is stumping you, just point. No need. We ordered burgers at the Apple Grove Inn.
Ten. Know where you parked your car. No problem there either. The first year I went, my father drove. He was 50 then. Still remembered such things.
Oh, there you go.
Greg Wilson.
Final word. Greg, and you, you hit the jackpot.
Yeah, I was a lucky man.
You had the winning line.
I should have gone to Vegas with that information.
This is the decorative use. Creative use of Kleenex tissue carnations.
So they're saying what you're supposed to do on a prom date is know the big art scene. And he's saying, well,
what he knew was,
we discussed the creative use of Kleenex tissue carnations outlined in the gym's bleachers.
And if I remember correctly, in previous final words with Craig Wilson, I think he was the prom decorating chairman.
One of those years.
Yeah,
was.
They had a Hawaiian theme, as I recall, didn't they? Had one.
Craig goes to the prom.
One of his previous columns.
So is gold.
Wow. And I love the title of the column today. Nothing prepares young men for the prom.
No.
So I fell in with the rest of the lads.
Yeah. There are benefits to being 55, gay, and in a long-term relationship. Prom night doesn't traumatize you the way it once did.
Lyndon Johnson was president.
How do we tell Craig some young men were more prepared for the prom than he was?
What was I supposed to do at the end of the night? Kiss her? Shake her hand? Flee for the car as she leapt to her parents' front door and the safety beyond?
Oh, what a great evening. Look at those Kleenex carnations decorating the gym.
Look at that. You're such a nice girl. Aren't those carnations pretty up there?
Something's with you, Mr. Wilson. You're not having a good time at the prom.
Thank you. What's wrong, Craig? I don't know the difference between a Cabernet and a Chardonnay.
I don't think that would have helped him.
No, he says he didn't know, but surprisingly, his life has sailed on quite nicely.
There you go.
Yep, we'll have burgers at the Apple Grove Inn.
Apple Grove Inn.
Oh, that's the best. He's doing it for us again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
You know, it's like we ignore him for a couple of months.
Right.
And he comes back with a vengeance.
He wants your attention.
Yippee-yay. Mother, father, as Bruce Willis would say, he's back. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, Craig is back. Craig is back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Die hard with a vengeance.
Oh,
yippee-ki-yay, mother, father.
I'm the decorating chairman.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget that Craig Wilson was on the prom decorating committee in years past.
Yeah, I think we had that. Although, you know, even with the shorter delay now, you should have known.
Yeah, we did.
I turned down my radio.
We did discuss
that. Forgot
his
radio.
Yeah, he didn't
turn it down.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
How you doing? This is John from Motion City.
Hi, John.
Is that Craig Wilson's official outing?
But you know something? I know he's probably in his circle of workers and stuff, but I don't know as far
in his circle of workers.
I was thinking the same thing when I saw that. I was saying, could this be the official first time he's really come out?
He's talked about my partner, Jack, though.
Yeah, very clearly.
So he's out. I mean, he's obviously
But
out.
I do, you know, I've read the column longer than anyone, and I do think that that's the first time.
Homo.
Thank you. I no longer highlight it.
First time he used the word gay.
I think it's the first time he refers to himself as gay.
Good for him.
Yeah. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
You caught yourself. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Brian. I just want to let you know I'm a driver and Tyson, and I miss reading along this Craig Wilson thing with you. I'm right here driving. I'm not sure how safe it is, but I'm on the toll road actually driving, reading this along with you.
Oh, so you're reading it in the newspaper as we were reading it on the radio.
Makes it more fun that way?
Huh?
Does it make it more fun that way?
It actually is. I mean, I miss the voice. Like, when I read it to myself, since you guys haven't been reading it, I just envision your voice in my head.
That's a nice compliment.
Yeah.
Be careful. What could go wrong? Anytime we can put voices in a guy's head.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air. Hello.
I'm not going to say that. I wanted to tell you I was on the internet today, and they had a whole section for maternity prom dresses.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right
on. About darn time.
Right on.
It's really time.
Long overdue.
How old are your daughters?
Now stop that.
No, I don't want to talk
Nine
about
and
it.
Seven, Don, so I don't think we have to worry for about senior or junior proms for quite some
time. Too many pregnant teens are going to the prom in rags, and it's time we change that.
some nice maternity clothes.
Maternity prom dresses. And wedding dresses.
Can you imagine that? You show up at some at your girlfriend's house, you got a corsage, and you got like a training bra.
Wow. Or
not a training bra, a nursing bra.
Yeah.
You know, and it's scary. You know, she's got to get rid of some of the, you know, the stuff that happens, the lactate.
Did you have any pregnant girls at your prom?
No.
I don't remember any at my prom.
They sent them away.
At my school, they would,
before that, you know,
turn them into glue.
Oh, dear.
You know, girl got knocked up.
Oh, dear.
They'd turn her into glue.
Oh, my God.
My biology lab partner took some time off.
Oh, really?
Our sophomore year.
Hey, there's me. Rob, a little younger than you or I. Rob, a little more, though, the now generation.
Good job,
some time off. Yes.
My biology lab partner.
She was practicing some biology out of class.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Experiment. What is it with you guys today? I mean, is this gay day? You're talking about the gay letter.
What do you mean today?
Guy.
Every day. This is every day. Get out of here, please. Would you stop it? How many times do we have to tell you we're queer? We're here. We're not going anywhere.
Did a nice dress for the prom and the key party afterwards.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And the bleach. It's a big bleaching party.
Oh, a bleach party.
It's BYOC.
There you go.
Bring your own Clorox.
What if you have to have a sanitary environment for that? Probably not.
No.
Bleach takes care of that.
Bleach you down at the bathhouse.
Sure.
Hello.
Don Mike.
Yes, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don Mike, Rob Buzz. Good day, gentlemen.
Yes. What can we do for ye?
Don, just want to tell you I'm a fan from California. Love to come to Frida's party, but I really don't want to do a damn thing. But drink your effing vanilla vodka and raid your humidor.
Okay, thank you.
You are in.
You're in, my friend. You're on the VIR list. Uh-huh. Very intensely retarded.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm a high school English teacher, and the boys who join the prom committee do it for the girls. Do you think that's why Craig Wilson did it?
No, I think he did it for the Kleenex carnations.
He did it for the decorating.
I know the answer to that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Love Don and Mike. Love the show, but that sound effect must go.
Which one? Are you another one of these creeps about the Microsoft sound?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, listen, get over
you
it.
Guys, man.
Hey, go to hell, okay?
No, I think it's pretty.
I don't have any patience for you. I have no patience for you.
Okay, well. Okay?
Right? We've lost
sorry.
A listener today, right?
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Somebody call Arbitron.
That's $10 we can do.
Oops, sorry about that. Oops.
You know, it's old, it's been used, but really, is there any better real put-down line than just go to hell?
No,
go to hell.
Yeah.
You know, it's a direction, it's a comment.
You think this bothers you know, not giving you this.
I want to see you. Oh!
Hey, go to hell.
Oh, that is that.
Yeah, and you know where he is.
That's right.
Thank you.
We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show, 3FM.
Good evening. Traffic this evening is brought to you by Lowe's. Outer loop of the Beltway remains a slow trip from Eisenhower getting across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And your southbound trip on 95 slow from Springfield to 7100 Newington with your through lanes reported open. Brought to you by Lowe's for all your home improvement needs. At Lowe's, they understand it's not just about building a home, it's about building a life. Lowe's, let's build something together. I'm Michelle Hughes for Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
1067freefm.com.
The Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Net 100, the industry leader in structured cabling service. They are currently hiring for voice and data cable installers. Contact them today for a new career. 703-995-5299.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
That's gross.
On Friday, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain!
Slither.
You're tearing me apart!
Chick is hardcore.
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday. Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their Slithermost secrets from the film.
Hey there, Lady Luck here. How would you like a little fun money? A little Play-Doh? It could happen with Virginia Lottery's new game, Win for Life. Just pick the right numbers and voila! You could win $1,000 a week for life. Now that's one comfy cushion of cash. Win for life. Lots of chances to win. A lifetime to enjoy.
Top prize chances, 1 in 5.3 million. Guaranteed 10-year payout.
We're here at the Scratch Game Finals, where our longtime returning champion faces off against a daring young challenger from Caroline County. And it's our champion who takes the lead, scratching the front of his ticket with power and ease. But wait! The challenger is turning over his ticket. He's playing the back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unprecedented.
Not if you play Big Cash Double Play, the new scratcher from the Virginia Lottery. Scratch the front, peel and play on the back. It's two games in one. Top prize, $100,000. Top prize chances, 1 in 398,000.
You know, as much fun as it's been meeting you at the laundromat all these years, Gina, it's all about to end.
Oh, you got the loan?
We got it. We close next month.
Oh.
And after that, it's goodbye, laundromat. Hello to my very own household appliances.
Oh, that is awesome.
Isn't it?
Congratulations.
To help you buy your first home, the Virginia Housing Development Authority offers loans at below market rates. Loans with no down payment, even fixed rate loans where you pay nothing but interest for the first 7 years.
But what am I going to do here by myself, Sophia? You're my lost sock buddy, my partner in grime.
We even offer free home ownership education classes, so you understand the process of buying a home and what it takes to stay in one after you buy it.
Maybe I can come do laundry at your place?
Or maybe you two can buy a home and get your very own washer and dryer as well.
To find out if you qualify for a VHDA loan, call 877-VHDA-123. Visit VHDA.com or contact a lender or realtor. VHDA. We'll make it affordable. You'll make it a home. Hablamos Español.
Have a seat, Harold. You look exhausted.
I'm making 35 sales calls a day and trying to be my own administrative assistant. She's on maternity leave, you know. I'm exhausted.
I'm just so good.
Do you mind if I have a seat?
Harold, we're going to get you some help.
Help? You mean like seaweed? What, is that for lunch? I don't need kelp.
Help, Harold. Help. Whew, we're working with Ronstadt.
I am working nonstop.
Ronstadt, Harold. We're working with Ronstadt.
Kelp?
And you're getting a top-notch assistant while yours is taking a break.
Break? She's not eating a sandwich. She's having a baby. She's out for 3 months.
Calling Ronstadt, Harold.
She's calling the baby Ronstadt?
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better.
Ronstadt's kind of an odd name for a child.
But a great name for a company.
Whether you need an administrative assistant or an entire team, listening is how we deliver the best job, boss, and company fit. For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent, office, or industrial, just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people.
The following commercial is targeted exclusively to Ford truck buyers. Consumers seeking comparable offers from other manufacturers are, well, out of luck.
All right, now that we got that cleared up, here's a one-time offer for those of you actively seeking a Ford truck. Right now, Battlefield Ford in Manassas has brand-new 2006 Ford Rangers for just $99.99. No, that's not a speech impediment. Battlefield will actually sell Ford Rangers with automatic and AC for just $99.99. Now, that's a deal. Battlefield will also sell every F-Series pickup, every Explorer, even Ford Fusions for thousands below cost. Now, the folks at Battlefield love a good sale, but they're not crazy. So this offer will expire Friday, March 31st. This one's for you, Ford truck buyers. Brand new Ranger pickups, $99.99. Only at Battlefield Ford, off Route 28 on Mathis Avenue in Manassas. Plus tax, tax-free, $2.99 processing fee. Free at this price includes all incentives and military rebates. Some through FSPC. Will not reflect my own.
What kind of weed and feed should you put down to kill dandelions? It's simple. The kind that actually sticks to the dandelions and kills to the root. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company. Don't give ugly weeds a chance to dig in and take over your lawn. Put down Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2 right now. Its patented small particles stick like glue to the dandelions. That's crucial if you want your weed and feed to penetrate and kill all the way down to the root. That's the rule of thumb. If it's going to kill, it's got to stick. Remember, you don't want those big particles that don't stick and don't work. Plus, Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2 gives your lawn that famous deep turf builder feeding, an essential step for a lush, green, weed-free lawn. Just go to Scotts.com and learn how easy it is to get your best lawn ever. Keep it simple. This weekend, hurry into the Home Depot nearest you and pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control. The Home Depot has all the Scotts Turf Builder products you need to get your best lawn ever.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Trust is something that's earned. It's not handed out to whoever walks by like coupons at a grocery store, or thrown out to crowds like saltwater taffy at a parade. It's not easy to gain someone's trust. People value it too much. Every day, some 80,000 cars pull into Jiffy Lube locations all across North America. They do it because we believe their trust is not a given. We can tell people we'll take care of them all we want, but they only believe us if we actually do it. Which is why at Jiffy Lube, we give every one of those 80,000 people a service review. We check their car against the manufacturer's warranty service requirements, then clearly explain to them what needs to be done. It's all a part of trying to gain something that's not given out freely and not to be taken for granted. Trust. We don't ask for it. We earn it.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home. I'd love a little house in the country.
I want someplace close to my office.
It's essential that I live within the delivery zone of my favorite pizza parlor.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey guys, this is Dino, the official bouncer of the Tom Likas Show. When you're looking for a little extra performance power in the bedroom, don't try to score the little blue and orange pills designed for your grandpa. Get Vigorect. I use Vigorect, and it's amazing. Vigorect is an all-natural gel pack that you drink as a shooter, so it works fast. Visit Vigorect.com or call 877-3-FOR-MEN to get a free sample right now. Shipping and handling extra. Vigorect, not because you need it, because you want it. Call 877-3-FOR-MEN.
Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday. So cool it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. And you heard her. Don and Mike returning Monday, April 3rd. Until then, I'll be with you. Legendary Joe Arnger getting a little tired tonight. That's just about it for Best of 2D, although we have one more segment. And I, like I said, I'll see you again tomorrow. So everybody have a good evening. And I'll see you then. Now, for the last segment, we've got, well, you can't go wrong when you've got Duke. It's Duke on Duke on the Best of Don and Mike. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, hi. I saw American Idol last night for the first time ever.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
Hey, I'm down with Private Pyle.
You like Scott Sable?
Yeah, I think he'd do all right. He's a little ballsy, and I think he hit the high notes pretty well on She's Gone.
Hmm. And he's easy on the eye.
He did all right at the end, but the thing is, he is just waiting. He is a time bomb, you're right, just waiting to go off. And
again.
I think America loves that, the fact that there is a real bona fide village idiot in this competition.
You've never been wrong about that. But you know they do eventually fall to the wayside.
He will not be the winner. I'm convinced, as of this week, that I'm afraid the winner will be Constantine. I think so.
Wow. You mean like to win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I hope it's Von Zell, because you know what? Even though she's still, I think, a little nervous when she's performing, as far as raw talent, I think she's got the best raw voice of anybody.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Are you the big chief or one of the little Indians?
Oh, hold on.
What's your name? Get on your horse. Take down your pants. Just get on your knees. Do I have to do it for you?
Seems to be the idea.
I got a job for you. Sorry, don't get it done, dude. Pick up a kid named Billy Hyatt and bring him out to the old mission.
I'll decide this one.
Well, it's nice to find a fellow with a keen sense of humor.
That's a great call.
Talked about it some.
Yes, sir?
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
No.
Don't ever do it again.
You do that and I'll kill you.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
Well, just how do I go about that?
Maybe you're right. Maybe you aren't much good anymore.
Unfortunately, yes.
Aren't you sorry now you didn't get on the stage?
Short, feisty fella, nervous and quick, got a messed up lower lip.
Got great tapes.
And stop if I say stop.
I'll get going. Take it easy.
Now, this is the way it's going to be.
What is your name?
Stop cackling.
You have said enough.
You wear those things in public, I'll arrest you.
I think you're right, friend.
I'll blast you to hell as quick as I would a white man.
Wow.
That's a good
one. Thank you. I'm looking for a Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
I like that one.
I asked you a question.
Pierre Cardona.
You may gather I'm a little impatient.
You do that and I'll kid you.
Where'd you get that money?
What's your answer?
No, I'm cold and hungry and wet and tired and short-tempered. So get on with it.
You're working for me. A man will never work for a woman unless he's got clabber for brains. Where's your brother?
Very funny.
What's your answer?
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case. You're feeling sorry for him. What are you doing here? Mormon Drover in New Mexico, eh?
I'll get going. Take it easy.
Oh. You ought to know something about these cases. You do, don't you?
But when it comes right down to it, don't matter to me.
Don't you have something to do?
I know you from someplace, don't I?
God, he's got good ones.
I wouldn't make it like that.
What did he say?
Hold on.
I'm just ruminating for information.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Look, kid, the border's over yonder, just 60 miles.
Why don't you light out? We'll join you. Promise you.
Yes, sir? I thought that's what it was. Take down your pants. You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
He's back at the beginning. Yeah.
We ain't going in looking guilty. You got to learn that you can't have everything your own way. Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you. You do that, and I'll kid you. A dumbass amateur. You better wipe that smile off your face, or I'll do it for you. As my Mexican friend said, what is your name? And I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night. I'll get going. Take it easy.
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
You must figure I'm a real dangerous man.
Can't be that hungry. They're showing off.
Unfortunately, yes.
This guy will go all day.
Who's the best?
Tell Sam Sharp knows I want to see him. Tell him the same place as the last time, and all he needs is his saddle.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, that slug you put in me kept me in the hospital for 6 months.
I apologize for my language.
Yes, sir. Well, the plans have changed.
All right, Buster, what do you do?
Either you quit acting like a prima donna, or we'll call the whole thing off.
Pretty young for that, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want? I want you to swing over to Chavisco.
Oh, God.
Show him the way, dude.
Pick up a kid named Billy Hyatt and bring him out to the old mission.
You got no sense of responsibility.
Well, a question don't make sense.
This is going to hurt. Here's something to bite on.
Do that again and I'll break every bone in your body.
I'll let him have the key to your cell anytime he wants it.
What'll we do?
He talks out of turn, Stumpy. Throw a bucket of water on him.
Yes, sir. Now what?
Want another beer?
Sounds like good advice.
Wow. Okay, listen, I give. You're pretty good.
Oh, fantastic.
You're as good on those tapes as I am.
Duke
you're
to Duke.
Good.
Dueling Dukes.
Who is this? Hello, come on, pick up. Pick up for a second.
Fortunately, yes.
Oh, pick up.
Still blank.
Pick up.
Hello, are you there?
You're working for me.
Okay.
Oh, how about a cigar?
I think it's really him.
Come on, talk. Hello?
I'll get going.
No, take it easy. Okay.
Are you sure you want me to do that?
We just want to give you some props.
Absolutely.
Hey, that's great. Call anytime.
Anytime, Duke.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Now what?
The fumbling with the phone.
Holy Christmas.
The greasy.
Where's your brother?
Don't start this again.
This is no sense. You're like wrestling a few cows. You do that again and I'll break every bone in your body.
How's it taste?
I know you from someplace, don't
you? You're a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
Well, the question don't make sense.
Right.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
There you go. He's speechless.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Are you sure? Wasn't you married to a woman? Take down your pants. You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Do you have kids for you? Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, you're a great caller. Goodbye. Great. Goodbye, attorney. Goodbye, turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
Duke to Duke.
Wow, that was... That was surprisingly good.
That was wonderful.
Man, I don't know if you guys were... If you're tracking with that, there's some guy at home with the buttons. With
a little
these,
sampler.
He's got the sample screen. And, I mean, he's got the thing. I think
we realized how those lines are all delivered.
One on one.
The whole thing.
Man on man. Duke. Duke time.
It's Duke time. Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.